This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. Ellie Taylor on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, it's Ellie Taylor and Simon Fielder on FUBAR Radio.
Hello.
It is our first show of five shows this week.
Draft time, mother...
We are doing every day. We're here from 4 to 7.
Wow,
it's a lot of just 15 hours, Simon, of chat.
They have given us the keys to the kingdom, and we've already dropped them down a drain.
But we basically have. That's a lot of chat, though,
isn't it? Isn't it? I'm going to get a magnet on a stick to get them out of the drain.
Oh, right.
I continued the analogy way past it when it was necessary. Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be really good fun, though.
15 hours!
I mean, I think we've already run out of things to talk about.
I know, we're 15 seconds in.
Holy crap.
We've run aground.
Well, what we did, we made a mistake, because yesterday what we did was we went to a pub to talk about our show.
Yep.
And what we did was just chat, and yep, then we used up all of the chat.
I suppose in a way we did, but we can sort of rerun the fun by talking about the chat. And then it becomes new chat.
But when we had the actual chat, we got to drink Fruly, which is a Belgian strawberry beer.
You're into it, aren't you?
I really love it.
It tastes a little bit like the sort of strawberry sauce you put on ice cream.
Oh, it does, like an alcoholic version of that.
It tastes really sort of sickly.
Yeah.
When I went in there, I went, can I get 2 pints of Fruly, please? And he was like, it's in bottles. And I was like, oh, you don't get very much. And then when I tasted it, I was like, that is the maximum amount I need
it is
that
quite
drink.
Sick. I love it. It makes me so happy.
Really?
Fruly in the papers on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Glorious.
And Simon Fielder opposite you.
Oh, obviously, that was lovely too.
Sure.
Simon's got a hat on today, guys.
Correct.
I mean, last show I did tell him he looked like a 14-year-old boy, and he's really fulfilling that in every bloody way.
Thank you very much.
Have you got a little scooter outside? BMX?
It's difficult to know where to start with this.
Oh, love.
I got a new hat. I've decided to wear it today. It's radio as well, so, you know. But I've tweeted a picture and I'm wearing the hat in the picture. So, you know, let me know what you think.
Is part of the reason you're wearing the hat because you're hungover and you've got a bad hair day?
No, the hair... I mean, I don't have bad hair days.
Oh.
Because I'm worth
man.
It. No, although I am maybe... I wouldn't say hungover, but I definitely... You know, when you kind of make the decision to have one more drink and then you feel it a tiny bit the next morning.
On a Sunday as well.
Yeah, but you know, comedy, innit? I was working all weekend, so it was sort of my weekend.
You're such an artiste.
It just escalates accidentally sometimes.
That's what happens when you have one Fruly.
One Fruly.
One Fruly with Ellie Taylor.
That lit the touch
bloody
paper.
Bloody downhill, innit?
Yeah. I had a pint after that Fruly and then you had a Coke.
I did.
Made me look like
and then
a
I went home and watched Call the Midwife. And do you know what else
with
I had?
A bottle of Lambrusco.
No, what I did was I baked a banana.
Is this a euphemism for something? Because I didn't have time. I think I did it on Ed's.
I think you baked a couple of bananas today.
Sure.
No, I baked a banana.
Oh, it's about shit.
Yeah.
I see. I thought we were still doing wanking.
I moved on to
how many
poo.
Shits
just
I've
poo.
Had today.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Two.
It's two.
Yeah.
I 15 hours. 15 hours of this.
Let's just do a tally chart of how many times you shit this week.
Oh, God.
On the air. Not on the air.
No, I'm not shitting on the air. That's
so what you do is you get a banana.
Still going on this. Yep, go for it.
That's it. You just put it in the oven until it goes back and then you eat it and go, that was nice.
What do you have it with?
I had it with the vanilla yogurt.
Okay. This show's already off the rails.
I think it's very interesting.
3 minutes in.
This is the cooking section.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty exciting evening. Do you want to know what I did my evening?
You went to a gig, I know that.
Okay, well, the listeners don't.
But I don't know what gig you went to.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to tell you about it?
Not
they're
really,
bands that
on.
You're going to be huge fans of.
Well,
we could play them maybe later in the week.
Oh, brilliant.
The Rock Sound, the music magazine, and Empiricon, the merch company, they do a tour every year, right? It's called the Rock Sound Empiricon Exposure Tour. Get new bands in, four bands, basically. You've got Palm Reader, they're opening, then the Colour Morale.
Oh.
And then Chunk, no Captain Chunk, they're from France.
Their name is what?
Chunk, no Captain Chunk. It's from the Goonies.
Oh, right, I don't know that.
And then headlining was We Came as Romans.
They've all got very interesting names.
Yeah, lots of words. In this Google age, you've got to have something that's Googleable, haven't you?
Chunk, no Captain
When I
Chunk.
Was in a band, when I was 18, we were just called Shade. You couldn't be called that nowadays. You'd never be able to Google it. You'd just be like, search. Oh, no, just lamps. Loads of lamps.
I didn't know you were in a band. What did you play in the band?
I sang in the band.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was it like a metal band?
It was a rock band, sure.
Did you write your own songs?
Yeah.
Can you remember any?
Yeah. Not going to happen.
Oh, go on.
Nah.
I'll do the bass.
Can you remember them?
Dong,
they
dong,
weren't successful.
Dong, dong, dong,
yeah.
dong,
that was one of them. Dong, dong. That was the opener.
I used to play classical guitar, and
did you?
I could probably still bust out Home on the Range if you're interested.
Okay, well, 15 hours to fill, so let's get a guitar in here tomorrow. We could do dueling banjos. I'd like to hear that.
But apart from our chat about baked bananas, it's going to be a jam-packed show full of amazingness, as always.
I mean, it's all the usual, isn't it?
All the usual. We're going to do all the showbiz roundup, which there is a lot of this week because it was the Oscars last night.
Great day for showbiz chatter.
So we'll be talking a lot about that. I'm also interested in knowing what is the best award / worst award you've ever won. With all these people winning Academy Awards, what have you won? What is your proudest moment? Have you done an amazing acceptance speech? Tweet us at Fubar Radio. We'd love to know.
I'd like to know the shittest awards people have won as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure.
Like, you know, employee of the whatever, some sort of like, you know, best garden. Although people who win that sort of thing are probably quite proud of it, aren't they?
I mean, I have a lot of experience because I hosted not too long ago.
Hello.
London's most prestigious awards ceremony.
The Oscars of...
the meat industry. It was the Butcher Shop of the Year awards, guys.
Big time.
Absolute Le Mans.
Big time Taylor.
They did not like me, but we had a great time together.
Wow. Who was the old big winner that night?
I can't remember.
Oh.
But it was a man from Scotland, and he was very sweet and cried.
Did you get any free meat?
No, but there were rumours that there was steak knocking around in greaseproof paper that could have happened. Can you if you get the Oscars, you get
a goodie bag. Yeah. At that, you basically just a meat raffle.
I've got some bacon.
I got a Tesco carrier bag full of tripe. help yourself. I don't know why they're all northern.
They were all northern. Oh. Everyone was from Lancashire.
Really?
The young butcher of the year who won, because they like to support the emerging talent.
Sure.
It was just before fireworks night, and this guy who won it had burnt himself really badly on a bonfire. So his whole face was like all blistered.
Oh my God.
And he had to accept it like that, but he was very, very happy.
Wow. As long as, you know, the hands weren't damaged.
Hands were not damaged.
Because those are his weapons, right? That's his art.
He could still wield his sausage well.
That's what he uses to knead a rump. Yeah?
Exactly.
It's very PG-rated banter, isn't it? Off the back of Ray and Ed, this is, you know...
I bet he'd be a really tenderloin lover.
Very strong stuff. Very strong
stuff. Better
stuff
or I get the chop. I'm done, that's it.
That's it?
I can't think of any more.
Mutton dressed as lamb. Oh, I don't know what's that.
Oh, he's got a really good spatchcock.
Oh, beef. Oh, I probably shouldn't have had that one extra drink. It's absolutely taken the edge off me. Nothing.
I don't think it's the drink. I think it's the fact we're trying to do meat puns.
Yeah, maybe.
In the first link.
Jesus Christ.
Bloody hell. Anyway.
Literally got 14 hours and 3/4 left.
I'm going to spend the whole time thinking about meat puns.
I'm going to spend the whole time thinking about my life. And the decisions that I have made.
But do let us know if you've had a crap award. We want to know.
What is the word? What's your best award?
I'll talk about that later when other people tell me.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I don't want to blow my load too early.
No, sure. Woo.
Save the gold till later.
Yes, good point, actually.
We also want to know if you've bumped into a celeb lately. Have you got a good celebrity encounter? Have you got a good claim to fame? Let us know all of these things. We'll be very interested in knowing them.
Bit of extra weekend chat. You went to Cardiff.
I did go to Cardiff, yeah.
Any news? Any Cardiff news?
Well, it was St David's Day.
Oh, what happened?
Well, what happened was it was very confusing because there was lots of people dressed up in fancy dress, like Spider-Man.
Dragons.
And dragons.
Yes.
And stormtroopers. And I was like, hang on, what is this traditional St David's Day stormtrooper? It was Comic-Con was in there at the same time.
Comic-Con.
Yeah, that was on in Cardiff, so everyone was dressed up as funny things.
But that probably just blends in with a normal stag do fueled weekend of Cardiff, doesn't it?
There was quite a lot of that.
It's just like, is it a stormtrooper who's about to do 6 Jaeger bombs? No, he's gone to collect a limited edition comic print. Okay.
So there was a lot of that. Bought some new shoes in Topshop that I'm wearing.
Yeah, you're very tall today.
Massive today.
Or I complimented the shoes earlier, and yet my new hat has come in for nothing but flack.
Because you are a grown man and you were wearing the outfit of Avril Lavigne.
That's not true, is it? I'm just wearing a hat. Really harsh.
Nobody is.
I'm wearing lace underwear, but you're not to know.
But yeah, like I do. I just think it's interesting that you really do. You genuinely look really pissed off.
I am genuinely. It's like people make these jokes because no one else they know, like, wears a hat. They're just, it's fear. People fear it. And then they go,
look
at you in your hat.
He's really cross.
If you'd been at the gig last night, you would have seen a lot of people in hats.
How old were they?
They were 14. This is my bugbear, right? There was a lot of you know, mosh pit sort of vibe, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
There's like kids there who are like 15. They're getting into it, fine, that's what I used to do. Just why do they take the shirts off sometimes? Like a kid will just be like, I better take my shirt off so that when I'm rubbing up against everyone, it's really disgusting.
Why are they doing that? Well, it's really hot in there.
Well, I mean, it's fairly hot. You don't need to take your shirt off, is what I'm saying. I mean, the women are absolutely fine. But
these youngsters, they need to learn a few things from you, Simon. That's the thing.
Maybe I should go down there and start before the gig. Guys, just a few ground rules. I'll be like the funnest person at a gig. Listen, can we just put the lights up quickly? Few things. No, don't get on each other's shoulders, because if you come down, you could crack a tooth, you know. If you land awkwardly, you're going to twist something. Keep your shirts on, guys.
Unless you're a girl. And over 16.
Legally. Thank you, Ellie Taylor. Saved me. All right.
Well, just get in contact with us at all. We'd just like to hear from you.
Should we have a breather and play some music?
Probably.
Oh, good Lord.
See, what I'm doing is just...
fading up nicely.
Slowly.
Very professional.
Just to tease.
Very professional.
I haven't even talked over a jingle yet.
Well, there's plenty of...
I forgot the word for jingle, but I think we're starting well.
Yeah.
Get in contact with us at Foobar Radio or Ellie at foobarradio.com, and we'll have a lovely show together.
Is this the Stepkins?
Yeah.
Nice.
Nat's nodding.
Never heard it.
Me neither.
I just read it.
Ellie Taylor and Simon Fielder on Foobar Radio.
Welcome back.
Simon, you're stroking your boobs.
Yeah. Just, you know.
Stretching out.
Just stretching the old chest out
you
a bit.
You really are quite hungover, aren't you?
I'm really not.
Don't. You seem quite sort of...
I'm probably more tired. I think it's unprofessional for me to be hungover.
Are you just sulking with me because I insulted your hat?
I'm still a little bit sore about that, yeah. You're going to have to earn that back. Over the next 14 hours. 14 hours.
So did you watch any of the Oscars?
I caught up this morning with the highlights of the winners. Saw a bit of Ellen DeGeneres.
She did very well, I think.
I enjoyed her opening monologue a great deal.
Now, we have differing opinions on this because Ellen DeGeneres... Mm. Now, if I was clever, we would have got the clip of this and played it out.
That would make sense.
Oh, man.
God damn it, Todd.
Ellen DeGeneres in her opening speech sort of had a little pop at Liza Minnelli.
Yeah.
Well, she was like, welcome to this, the best like Liza Minnelli impersonator I've ever seen. Well done, sir. Well done.
I laughed out loud.
I did as well, but I was like, oh, God, you are picking on a mental old lady.
Is she mental?
I think she's a bit mental.
Doddery.
She is doddery.
She's been through the wars a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, she's lived through two wars,
she's
right?
She's not even
how old is she?
That old. She's, she's like 60.
The American Civil
67,
War.
68, I think.
Oh, okay.
But she seems a lot older than that. She just seems a bit frail.
She's been through the mill a couple of times.
She's been through David Guest.
Oh, good Lord.
Exactly.
She had work done? What?
Are you kidding?
She had a little bit of work done?
Yeah. Are you joking? Have you seen her face?
Yeah, that's why the joke is funny as well.
Oh,
right?
You were so sincere then that I really thought you didn't.
I'm a very good actor. That's one of the awards I've won. A Lambda gold medal in acting. So thank you.
A gold medal?
With distinction.
What was it? What did you have to do for that?
Just a couple of monologues, that sort of thing.
What do you have to do? Shakespearean one?
I don't know if there was Shakespeare actually.
Didn't exist then.
No, it was before Shakespeare. It was BS. Well, it was when I was little.
And talented.
Yeah, thanks. In the halcyon era of when I was in sixth form. Had to come up to London for the day.
Oh, the big smoke.
Go to Lambda and do some sort of performance monologue in front of some judges.
I auditioned for the National Youth Theatre when I was back 12.
Well. I didn't get in.
I didn't get in either.
Well, where are they now?
Well,
yeah.
We've shown them.
Who have they turned out that's any good?
Right.
In the... A lot of people.
Yeah. Probably at the bloody Oscars, weren't they?
Probably bloody were.
There was that Nicholas Holt was there. He used to be in Skins and was in About a Boy.
And now he's in Jennifer Lawrence.
Holla.
Ew.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a turn up for the books.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence fell over on the red
That's
carpet.
That's her thing now, isn't it?
It is, and she just falls over. She's like one of those goats who...
okay, yeah, I know, I'm in.
Have you heard about those goats that have that genetic fault where if they get scared, they just fall over? They paralyze. It's really... You have to Google the video.
I'm going to find it online.
It's some genetic fault in the middle of America.
I spent about 3 minutes the other day watching a video of goats on a bit of flexible plastic in a field. Have you seen that?
No.
There's just this like wobbly... I think it's metal, like a weird metal arc, and they jump on it and it just wobbles back and forth. They're having the time of their lives.
Oh. Yeah.
They don't get scared and fall I mean, they could fall off.
They should put one of those on it.
Oh my God. That would, the internet would explode if that video happened. I don't think it would be able to manage. Google servers would melt.
Yes, yeah, so Jennifer Lawrence fell over.
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio did not win. Outrage across Twitter.
Is it?
Yes, because he's been nominated many, many times for many amazing films and he ain't got it.
Soon, though. It'll happen soon. All the pre-chat was on McConaughey winning it, wasn't it? So it seemed like it was in the bag.
Did you listen to his speech?
I saw a bit of it, yeah.
It was very earnest and gaudy.
Yeah, it was a bit gaudy.
I didn't expect it to be like that from him.
He's from the South, isn't he, though?
Yeehaw.
Yep, he was in the Dukes of Hazzard. He was one of them. I think he was Roscoe P. Coltrane. the Sheriff, obviously.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that film.
It was a TV series. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It was a film with Jessica.
Harry Potter. No, I haven't seen those films.
Jessica Simpson was in.
Yes, and Johnny Knoxville.
Is that not the same thing?
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's based on the TV series.
Right, so it is a film.
Yes, but obviously, you know, it's a TV series. A first, thank you very much. Off to Cardiff for Comic-Con.
What award would you like to win at the Oscars?
Well.
Best actress?
Yeah, probably best supporting actress. Nah, best sound design. I don't know, these mics are stereo probably, so I can sort of go... Does that work on
I'd
the
give
app?
You, I'd give you a Lambda gold medal for that.
Thank you very much. That was just some sound design off the top of my head. Imagine that.
I would love to go to the Oscars.
Yeah, I would definitely like to. I bet it's quite a lot of sort of faffing around, though, isn't there?
A lot of faffing.
There's all that stuff where, like, if you want to go to the toilet, they get a person in a tux to come and sit in your seat.
Yes, I've heard of
Sometimes
that.
It's Kramer from Seinfeld. There was an episode of Seinfeld where he got a job doing that.
Right. The thing is, if you're going to do all these references, you need to make sure that I know them.
Well, I think we can just assume that
I don't
you won't know any of
know
them. But maybe there's like one or two listeners who are like, classic Fielder. And the other 98% of listeners are like, what is that prick on about again?
Do some funny jokes about the Spice Girls and I'll be all over it.
Okay, that'll be topical.
I listened to Denying by the Spice Girls. Randomly came on Spotify the other day.
I don't even know that song.
It's an album track.
Is it? Yeah, it's one of the deep cuts.
Anything
off their
you
album.
Want. It's a really good one.
Can't even join in. I'll do the bass.
I think Baby Spice raps on it.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, let's immediately find that. I want to hear it.
Denying. Mm-mm.
Wow.
So that was the Oscars.
It was good. No one cried. Did anyone cry? I didn't see any tears.
I didn't see any tears.
Didn't see anyone going too loopy, anyone shouting too much.
No, I didn't. There was nothing too crazy.
It was all quite... Because 12 Years a Slave won, so there was quite a lot of sort of people making serious points.
If you were doing an acceptance speech, would you try and be really serious or would you try and be funny?
Oh, I'd have to be funny, wouldn't I?
Yeah, you bloody would.
Yeah, what would you do? You'd be too busy crying.
I would be.
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
I think...
Oh, my God! Essex, I'm so proud!
I never thought I would make it from Brentwood all the way to Los Angeles.
This one's for Baz Vegas!
Baz Vegas.
Have you ever been to Baz Vegas?
No, who is he?
Baz Vegas is the leisure park in Basildon.
Whoa.
It's got a Nando's and a Frankie and Benny's.
Frankie and Benny's ofs.
And an
multi-screen.
Icon of Diva.
What's that?
What's Icon of Diva?
Yes.
Are you joking me, bruv?
Not even joking, bruv.
It's an amazing club light, bruv.
Is it like Oceana and that?
I've never been to Oceana. I've heard of Oceana, as in Stuff of Legend.
Yeah.
Icon of Diva. We used to have an Icon of Diva where I went
Icon
to uni.
Icon and Diva.
Icon. Spelled with I-K.
Obviously, K.
And we used to have one of those. I went to university in York and there used to be one there. There used to be a night on Monday that was called Poo Your Pants at Icon.
Why?
Poo spelt with an H and a man dressed as Winnie the Pooh would walk around. That was literally
That's it.
Yeah.
That's like a feature idea for this show. like they've just gone, what'll be a good night? Poo Your Pants. Yeah, brilliant. What could happen in it?
Man walks around a bit. Had some pants. That's it.
Winnie the Pooh costume, nailed. What are we doing Tuesday? Shit the bed. All right, what happens in that? A flower bed. Skip to Wednesday.
This does sound like a meeting in the pub yesterday for the show. Yeah.
Fair play. We're going to have Shit the Beds coming up in hour two of the show. very exciting times.
If you do have any awards that you have won that are rubbish, we would really like to hear from you. We've got some to share of our own later. They're really exciting.
Fran in Haywards Heath has got in touch.
No, she hasn't.
No?
I don't know.
Yeah, she has.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Oh, no, real talk.
Oh.
Hashtag real talk.
True say.
reading out an email, that's what happened. They just segged into it so professionally, you couldn't tell. She says, I would love you guys to do a live Oscars commentary. How would you cover it live, do you think?
Well, it's been and gone now, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but next year, this could be, we could do like a... Would you? You'd probably be quite good on the red carpet, wouldn't you? Just sort of going, who's the dress by? Because you know all the designers.
I don't know. I'm rubbish with stuff. It'd be like.
No, I'd be like Joan Rivers making a snarky comment in the corner.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
Bitter old woman.
Yeah. I'd be dressed as Joan Rivers as well. I'd be like in like all Diamante and stuff.
I'm going to go as Liza Minnelli. So it's all good.
I'd basically be like a sort of affordable Jared Leto.
He looked really nice at the
Oscars. Do you think he looked good?
Well,
with his long hair?
I'm jealous of his hair. He's got a bit of a dip dye.
It's lush, isn't it?
Do you know another name for a dip dye, Simon?
No.
Ombre.
Ombre?
That's what they call it.
Is a dip dye when it's like half...
It's when you got really bad roots.
Oh, okay. But on purpose?
Yeah, on purpose.
Interesting. Is that what JL had? I didn't notice.
Yeah.
I was just kind of...
Yeah, it's sort of like sun bleach at the end.
Oh, wow. Maybe it's natural. Maybe a bit of lemon juice on it before he went to Santa Monica Pier.
A bit of sun in. Did you ever do sun in at school on your hair?
No, but I did have frosted tips when it became popularised by Pacey in Dawson's Creek.
I used to quite fancy Pacey.
Fact. Sure. So he was funny, right?
Yeah, he was funny.
Funny and frosted tips. I had at least half of that nailed.
Cha-ching! Get in touch with us through the app, or you can tweet us at FUBAR Radio. We'd love to hear your stories.
Did we miss any Oscar stuff as well? Did anyone actually watch it live and go, ugh?
I've never watched it live.
It's too late, isn't it?
It's too late.
It's like trying to step and watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah, if we've missed anything out, let us know.
Yeah, I'd like to hear some inside scoops, maybe. Like some sort of pot bitch type stuff. Like
if anyone was there.
Well, I mean, if anyone was there...
And he's now listening to FUBAR Radio.
Jared Leto's mum, get in touch.
She went, didn't she?
Yeah. Mrs. Leto, phone home. That feature's not happening. Okay.
I don't think it is.
Nah, they don't even know about it. We do a feature called ET Phone Home sometimes where Ellie phones her mum and we chat to her. That'll be coming up later in the week, perhaps.
Maybe. She's a very busy woman.
Yeah, we can't... She cannot give up 3 hours a day like Ellie and I can.
Love you, Mum.
Big up to Mrs. T.
Big up, always. We'll be back after some Jamie Woon and Night Air. Jamie Woon with Night Air.
He's got a nice voice, hasn't he?
It's quite pleasant.
Yeah, lovely kid. Good kid. Into him. I've had an email in from Jack in Harrow.
Yeah.
Jack says, I think a feature of your show would be to play recording of the pub production meetings.
That would be probably better than the show.
The fact that he's even upscaled them to calling them production meetings. Thank you very much, Jack and Aaron. That's a bloody brilliant idea.
Me and Simon having a beer.
We
that
should.
Was it.
I did say like we could make little vines or make little videos and things. Actually, that reminds me.
What?
On the app,
yeah.
There's a very cool feature called Foo You. Have you seen this? Yeah. Basically, it allows you to sort of record a tiny little message, right, into your phone. So we could use this in the show today. If you're listening and you... want to record your Oscar acceptance speech.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Keep it tight. Keep it like 10 seconds. Just maybe the highlights, you know. God, mum, dad, producers. Big ups, anyone who's in a flood or in the Ukraine. And then out, or something like that. But, you know, you can decide whether you want to make it funny or if you want to make it really heartfelt.
So like a little voice memo, basically.
Yes.
Really.
Oh, basically, you just like record it and then hit submit. Bang, it comes straight into us and we can play it out on air.
That's brilliant.
It's very futuristic, isn't it?
Or if you just want to leave a message for me and Simon.
Yeah. Like, sorry, if you could just get back to me regarding the PPI, that would be perfect.
Or Simon, take off the stupid hat. Things like that.
If that's going to have to stop quite soon, I think.
Okay, sorry. I think I've milked it already.
Okay, I'm going to maybe tweet a picture of the hat later and we could... Maybe that could be the clap or slap.
I am wearing my... to be honest, I can't really... say anything.
That's a nice jumper.
Do you think so?
Yeah, it's got a picture of a bloody leopard on it.
My sister calls it my QVC jumper.
See, I think what the problem is here is that we live in different worlds, fashion-wise, right? This hat is completely acceptable in the world that I live in.
What's
right?
that world?
The world of cool people.
Right.
Right? Don't test me. That jumper is quite good in because it's sort of like hokey, isn't it? You could just wear that around Shoreditch. It's like sort of is it deliberately cheesy or is it sort of trendy? You don't know.
Deliberately.
I think it's good.
Good. Thanks.
You're annoyed about that.
Hokey. What kind of a word is that?
I was trying to think of like a good sort of description for it.
It was a bad description of it. Talking of bad descriptions, on the bloody FUBAR website.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
This really annoyed me, by the way. Powers that be. You put me as an Essex gobshite.
She's not from Essex.
It's all an act. I'm actually from Berkshire.
Yeah.
Gobshite. A gobshite. Am I a gobshite?
Well, I mean, it's not a great sort of time to try and get me on side after you've just been slating my headwear, is it?
I don't think I'm a gobshite. I think I'm many things. I'm not a gobshite.
No, I wouldn't call you a gobshite. I'd call you some other stuff. Yeah, but that's for later, would. I suppose, isn't it?
That'll be the next week's production meeting.
Do you, yeah, it's just us calling each other names. And then we just play that out on air. Could we have a production meeting that lasts 3 hours today and then we'll just mail that recording in and that'll be the show tomorrow?
Can there be Fruity?
Yeah, definitely.
Da-da!
Hair of the dog. We didn't actually say what the winners were.
No,
for the
we never
Academy
did.
Awards. Do you want to hear some
yes,
of them?
Yes, please.
And
I
you
would
can
love
maybe
to.
Judge. I'll just rattle through them. Best picture, 12 Years a Slave.
Good one.
Have you seen it?
No.
Nor have I. It looks like it would make me cry for 2 hours yeah. nonstop. I'll watch it. I'll watch it on Netflix. Best actor in a leading role, Matthew McConaughey.
Want to thank God.
Not bad.
And my muscles. That's not bad for me.
Add it to the list of things that Ellie can almost do an impression of. Best actress in a leading role, Kate Blanchett. Basically the same impression as Matthew McConaughey.
Oh my God, in Australia there's so many talented people. You should come over. Here, have a koala.
Nothing
that's
like
exactly
her.
What she said.
She's not like a person who works for the tourist board. Hi, I'm Kate Blanchett and you should come to Australia in my ute and we'll have a barbecue.
She did say that there's loads of talent in Australia.
Did she?
She did use it as a
oh,
pitch.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, because I watched it because I did my research.
Oh, okay.
She looked lovely
as well.
Did
she do the say something about there being good roles for women as well?
Yeah.
She did a little feminist
massage. Yes, she did. She said
the
that there are great, like, films with women as main parts are good and people want to watch them and they make money.
I've seen a few of those films.
Different films.
Okay, best actor in a supporting role, Jared Leto.
Jared Leto and his hair.
Jared Leto from My So-Called Life. That was on a long time ago.
I never saw that before my time. I'm only 21. You know...
Spotlight age.
Yeah, spotlight age.
Sure, yeah. Playing age, 25 to 35.
Kate Blanchett, in her speech, quite controversially... well, said it was a Woody Allen film that she obviously won the award for Blue
yeah.
Jasmine, and she thanked Woody Allen for casting her.
Wow.
Which is obviously in light of all the things that are going on at the minute.
That is...
Because I was... It's a weird... It's
difficult to talk about.
It is difficult to talk about.
It's difficult
about.
Also because I'm a huge fan of Woody Allen, and I read the article and the tweets that were, you know, levelled the accusations at him. And then I read an article by Robert Wide, who's the guy who directed the documentary about him,
right.
which was sort of... I mean, like, not... defending, but just kind of going, you know, it kind of took the argument apart and it put the other side forward. So it's very difficult to
I know, you
just don't know the facts, do you?
I always feel a bit uncomfortable with Roman Polanski kind of films as well because of that reason. But people still, he seems to be kind of accepted even
it's
though
like,
he's
come
got awful
on, guys.
Things.
How many good films do you have to make before you're allowed to just fiddle with like one kid? Come on! He puts out a film a year! Let him just diddle a couple of kids. No.
Can we do...
No, that's not been proven, though, has it?
No.
So
it's all, like, sort of allegations,
yeah.
isn't it?
I just looked to Nat. I looked to producer Nat then, like...
That's gone bright red. Yeah. I think that means we're getting taken off air pretty soon.
Yeah, anyway, Woody Allen, great. Move it on.
Okay. Best actress in a supporting role. Lupita Nyong'o? How do you say that?
I have no idea.
Oh, no. Now I'm racist as well. Best animated feature, Frozen. See that one?
No.
I've heard some really good stuff about that.
I have.
That.
Yeah. I've heard the nice song from it. That one, I think that song won.
Oh, here we go. Best cinematography. Gravity.
Ah, yeah.
Did you see that?
No.
Still no.
No.
I did see that.
I just don't ever go to the cinema.
Very good. It was good. I went to your local cinema to see that.
Hempstead Everyman.
Saved a seat for you. Did not turn up, though, did you?
I bet you that's when you went on a date there, wasn't it?
No, I went on my own to see Gravity, actually.
You paid to go to the Hempstead Everyman where there's comfy seats.
Yeah.
By yourself?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Because I would go cheap one for myself, save the posh one for when you got a
no way,
it.
Mate. Sometimes you just got to take yourself out for a date. And then...
Did you put out?
Nice food. I definitely put out while I was in the cinema. I was just in the back row putting out. Do you want any more? Any of the...
the
best
ones.
Director went to Alfonso Cuarón. I don't know how to say it. That was for Gravity. Best costume? Great Gatsby.
Oh, okay. That's fair enough.
Period, innit? Documentary?
What?
20 Feet from Stardom.
I like documentaries.
Mm.
What was that about? I don't know.
I think it was about backing singers in the pop industry.
Oh, that sounds really interesting.
Yeah, it does sound interesting. There was another one that was nominated called The Art of Killing, which several people have told me is amazing and I must watch, and it's on Netflix.
What's that about?
I think it's about genocide. So again, really fun. Probably a really fun one.
I'm going to go for the backing singer one.
Yeah, go straight for the backing singer. You're probably wondering who won best... Oh, what about best original song?
Frozen.
Yes, it was from Frozen.
I saw that. Oh. They gave a funny speech. The people who wrote it, I think, were husband and wife.
Oh, that's nice.
And they gave their speech and it all rhymed.
Like Sonny and Cher.
Yeah, and then they dedicated the song. It was to their daughters. To always remember that they can be individual and love the person that you are. We love you.
Oh.
Like, don't play the music. Don't play the music.
But it was really, really sweet. It was nice.
That's nice.
If you were a bloke, well, you are.
Whoa.
When you are a man and you go to the Oscars.
When I'm a man.
Yeah.
When I finally grow up.
When you take that bloody hat off.
When I enter adulthood.
If you were going to the Oscars, would you, like, I just think for blokes, do you really give a shit? No one really gives a shit what you wear because it's all the same. You all look the same.
Tucks it up, isn't it? Although Leto had a little bow tie number, didn't he? He had quite a spiffy little suit.
Yes, I think
you can either go the very classic, traditional, tailored tux route, or you go a bit personality, don't you? You wear a white suit, like that dickhead who wears a white suit to prom. It's basically like someone out of Superbad or something like that.
Don't do that.
There's some nice, you get a few little flourishes here and there, don't you? But it's, no one's really going like, oh, who are you wearing to the guys?
No one gives a shit.
Ladies get to wear whatever they want.
Such beautiful dresses.
Such lovely dresses. And I saw a great picture of some side boob earlier as well. Don't even know if that was at the Oscars. I got distracted.
That was Rosie Huntington, wasn't it?
Yeah, she probably wasn't there, was she?
Yeah, she was there.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Because she goes out with Jason Statham.
Oh, does she?
Who is an actor.
Bloody hell, Stath.
I know, he's doing
absolutely
right.
Smashing it, isn't he?
He really is, in every way.
Good lord, yeah. I mean, he probably doesn't just get to see side boob. He probably gets to see, like, under boob.
Oh!
Bottom! Teeth.
Thank you for our Oscar roundup. I think that was quite conclusive.
Well, I mean, it was just me reading it out, wasn't
I think
it?
You read it out really well.
Have we missed out anything Oscar-wise? I think, basically, given that neither of us has seen 90% of the films nominated.
It's fine.
We can't. We're like, hey, we're bringing you the latest news on the Oscars that we are reading out because we haven't really seen the films.
I haven't been to the cinema for 6 months.
I will only go if it's Orange Wednesday.
Last film I saw was Three Men and a Little Baby. Yeah. That's actually true.
You've combined the two films in that.
Little Baby. Baby's always a little.
No, because it's Little Lady
and
or
a baby. That's why I see a Little Baby.
Yeah.
Like Little Baby Jesus.
Don't worry, the last film I saw was Short Circuit 2 in the cinema, so.
We are cutting edge.
Yeah.
No wonder we've got the entertainment show.
Well, it makes sense, doesn't it, really?
Well, I think it does, because you know the next song that we're playing, Cutting Edge Music.
What is it?
Oh, only from about 1995 that I requested.
You've definitely picked it, haven't you? Yeah.
Get ready, guys. It's the one, the only. Yeah, it's Torn.
Oh, incredible.
Torn by Natalie Imbruglia.
Oh, no.
I love this song. This reminds me of such happy days.
School discos.
Yeah.
This reminds me of me not kissing anyone.
Aww. Natalie there, just as wonderful and beautiful as I ever remember her.
It just reminds me of school discos.
I had my hair cut like that, short like when she did.
Did you?
Yeah.
She was quite the...
My headphones just fell
off my head for no reason. That's very strange. Very strange thing to have happened. She was fit back then. Then she married Daniel Johns from Silverchair.
Are they still married?
I don't think so.
She was beautiful. She is beautiful.
Well, I thought that was a smashing couple. You know, he was basically like a rock frontman, and then he was like, yeah, I'm going to get the fittest other Australian I can lay my hands on. Just didn't last, though.
White Lily's Island, very underrated album, guys. Mm,
what's that? What's the was the lead single off that one? It was quite good, if I recall correctly.
Oh, I tweeted about that the other day.
Did you?
It was That Day. That day, oh my God, and I'm tired, and I've done anything. And it was really, like, weird.
Okay.
I would call it a postmodern masterpiece.
Wow. Some big talk.
Well, as I know a lot about music.
From the Essex Gobshite E.T. Big talk, it's what you come to expect, isn't it?
It's going to be on my bloody Wikipedia as a fact soon.
Let's hope so. I'll be updating it when I get home.
Did I tell you on my Wikipedia once someone said that I was going through gender realignment?
Sorry about that. I was having a down day. Yeah, I don't have a Wikipedia, so.
I'm going to create you one and fill it with lies.
Perfect. That's what it's for, right?
Simon Filder is 54.
Yep.
That's right, though, isn't it? It's not funny.
Oh, very aggressive.
We've got Otis on the line.
Hello.
He's going to talk to us, and it's going to be lovely.
Going to get some Sleb Chat awards stuff.
Otis, how are you doing?
Hello. I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much.
Nice to have you. Thanks for calling in, O-Town.
That's all right.
Now then.
Just casual going in with O-Town.
Well, it's nice, isn't it? I think it's nice to keep it cash.
Do you remember Otis? Do you remember Otis the aardvark?
Yes, I do, and that's a lot of the time what I get referred to.
Oh, yeah. Soz.
Sorry, that's right. Bloody predictable.
O-Town I've been called before as well, so I like that one.
That's a good one, though.
What other ones do you have?
They weren't a great band, but...
Oh, you know, the obvious Oatmeal, Otobix, all of those ones.
I like Oatmeal.
Orgasm.
Oh, never heard that one before.
Bang! She's christened you a new one. Hopefully all your friends are listening and they will refer to you as Orgasm constantly from now on. That'll be horrific.
Otis, do you have a crap award to tell us about that you won?
I do, actually, and it may be the crappiest award I've ever had, but it's also the best award I've ever had for my basketball team.
Yep. I like this. I like where this is headed.
Basically, last year, it was my first year playing for my new basketball team, and we had a big award ceremony at the end where everyone got loads of like little prizes and awards, and then at the end, they were going to have the best player and the best newcomer, and obviously, I was looking for the best newcomer.
Of course.
And the coach kept looking at me in the eye, and it was getting towards the end, and I thought, oh, maybe this is my chance. And then he read out, he was like, and the most social player of the year is Otis. And that really hit me because it was the only award out of all the many awards that we could have had, which you didn't actually have to play basketball for.
So
it's sort of backhanded, that one, isn't it? Most social player. It's like he's such fun in the
park. I didn't really need to play basketball.
He scored 0 points for this team, and he's 4'7". Why are you here?
A pity award.
How tall are you, O-Dog?
Well, actually, you wouldn't expect me to be a basketball player. I'm only 5'11".
How's your long game? Hitting those three pointers.
Yeah,
thanks.
That's correct.
I've used up all my basketball chat now.
Here's a fact for you guys.
Yes,
I used to play basketball.
Netball.
Basketball.
What?
Yeah. And I didn't win an award, but I did something quite factual.
Okay.
I scored an own goal in basketball.
Wow.
I mean,
is it called an own goal?
It doesn't. There's not a name for it because you never do it.
How on earth did you do that?
I just got confused.
I just got confused
because I was always the tall one.
I was like, no one's trying to stop me. I'm definitely getting this in.
Honestly, I was like, I was only ever yelled at. Get the rebound because I was tall. So I'd caught the rebound for once in my life, and I was like, ball, net, must shoot, must try and score, and I did, and it went in.
Wow. And your own basket.
Never played net basketball again.
Wow. Is there any space on your team, Otis, for perhaps a lady?
If you'd like to come down, how tall are you?
5'11". And in these heels, I'm about 6'2". So
yeah, you can play basketball in heels, right? That should be fine.
I'm quite aggressive, though.
Yeah, I bet you are all elbows, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm quite slappy.
What?
Yeah.
Do you know what basketball is?
Yeah, but I'm quite aggressive.
Wow.
But then I feel instantly bad, so I'm like, scratch someone. Oh, so sorry. And go right in there. Go for the shins.
Wow.
Yeah. Otis, I think I could help your team a lot.
Oh, well, we do have a women's team, so you're very welcome.
Where do you live?
It's in near Harrow.
Why is everyone
Wembley.
From Harrow who rings in? This is brilliant.
There's a lot of Harrow in.
I could go there.
You could pop up to Harrow, couldn't you?
Okay, yeah.
Add a bit of glamour.
Glamour to Harrow.
I think there's definitely space for you on the team, definitely.
Well, stay on the line. I'll get the details. I'll pop down and lose the game for you. Not a problem.
We'll just record it or film it. Just film
just
Ellie
for fun.
Being an absolute tool at training.
I've a lot
and me being social.
Yeah, yeah, be perfect. And you can just be like pouring people drinks, handing out nibbles, that sort of thing.
Guys, it's time for Twister! Otis, thank you so much for calling in.
That's right. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Captain.
You're our favourite basketball player of all time. You're a winner to us.
Oh, nice.
Lovely.
See ya.
From downtown.
Bye-bye.
He's gone.
My NBA Jam reference.
Oh, I don't know that.
He's on fire.
The amount of times in our show I go, I don't know what that is.
It's good, isn't it? It's good that we're doing like a show about popular culture and none of my references hit home.
Yeah,
mostly because they're all from about 20 years ago.
Basically.
Yeah.
We haven't spoken about our awards. Actually, I don't want to know. What I need to make sure people call in for is what was the thing that we would... She's so on brand, it hurts.
Sorry, what's the name of the radio station that is currently employed?
Welcome to Capital. Oh, shit. get on Foo You on your app. And leave us a little message if you want to give us your fake Oscar speech.
I would love to hear that.
Also want to hear about any annoying Facebook statuses.
Oh, yes.
We were talking about that in the pub yesterday, how annoying we find it. I'm quite keen to hear any dreadful ones that you've got.
It'd be good if we can read out yours so that we don't just have to blatantly slag off all our friends on air.
The difficult thing is that I hide all the people. You know, you don't unfriend them, you just hide
them. That's very clever. I don't do that. I leave them there, and then every time I go on Facebook, I get furious.
So irate.
Yeah.
So irate.
Or it's either, you know, I get irate with that, or it's just like you have to scroll past 20 little, like, 20 things you didn't know about Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
You won't believe what happens next.
Or when people have, like, albums of, update on the patio.
Yeah.
Look,
oh,
the
cool.
New
There's, like, 17 more pictures of your new baby.
Oh, God.
They're all the same. It looks like a prune.
If you had, if you were going to have a baby, would you do what everyone does and puts the sonogram thing up there? Ultrasound.
Absolutely not.
It's like a thing now. You just do that, don't you? That's
I refuse to even change my relationship status on Facebook.
Oh, me too. I don't do that.
I hate that when people just go like, "No, it's in a relationship with Kimberly," and everyone's like, "Oh my god, congrats, guys!" And then you know. It's just
and if you break up and then you have to do the broken
heart
thing.
Yeah, then you have to undo it.
Oh, hideous.
Everyone's like, call me, babes. How are you doing? Stay strong, babes. Call me. I'm on my way with a pizza and nail varnish and Dirty Dancing on Blu-ray. That's just a Wednesday for me. We don't need to put it on Facebook, guys.
Oh, Kimberly is lucky to go out with you.
No, Kimberly. Love you, Kimbo. Kimbo Slice.
So tweet us at Foobar Radio. We'd love to hear from you. Simon.
Yes.
I think we've got one of your songs.
Yeah, you do.
Which is never a good thing.
Open the portcullis to Educating Ellie. All right, let's see which one it is. It's Run the Jewels.
Bloody is.
You're going to be excited about this.
Really?
You love hip-hop, don't you?
Oh, I love it.
You thought Watsky was a bit too left-field. You liked it a bit harder-edged, right? Mm-hmm. This is a wonderful project from last year. Killer Mike, right? He's part of the Outkast sort of family, the extended family, right, from there.
Right.
LP from Brooklyn. They've come together.
Fusion.
LP produced the beats. He raps on it too. They put a whole album out under the moniker of Run the Jewels. It's bloody good. This song's called DDFH. Do you want to know what that stands for?
Do.
Dope.
For.
Nearly.
Fun.
For fun.
For.
Pops in the ghetto, they move like the fade Ellie out. Somebody fade Ellie out.
For. Not sure about that one.
No? I saw you dancing a little bit to it.
It doesn't mean I like it.
Oh.
I can't help. My body just has an inherent rhythm that has to come out.
Well, just the rhythm takes a hold of you and you can't...
The rhythm is gonna get you.
It got you, didn't it?
That's what we're going to have some glorious fun
Well,
tomorrow.
You can say whatever you want, but I think the fact that you were making a move to that means maybe you did like it secretly a little bit. Do dope, fuck, hope.
Is that what it stands for?
Yes.
Well, I definitely don't like it now.
Very
it's
rude.
It's blasphemous. Absolutely
Very
not.
Unacceptable language.
Rumour in the studio.
Yeah.
Is that we have a Foo Yu Yu Foo.
Yes.
Which means that someone has sent in a little...
Audio clipette.
But we haven't heard it because we can't... Because there are too many buttons and I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
So
we're just going to have to play it.
So it could just be absolute nonsense or awful.
Yeah, what if it's like a person... that classic clip from the 80s when someone phoned in to talk to Five Star on Going Live and just swore at them.
Oh, yes.
What if it's just someone going, you both of you are a pair of absolute arse bandits.
Let's try.
Shall we find out?
Okay, this could be awful.
Oh, God, I'm nervous.
Me too.
Here we go. Nothing. Can't hear it.
Simon.
That is playing. Yeah.
This is what happens when Simon's in charge of it.
Well, I pressed the play button, but it turns out it's...
What about if you press that button with the sound, the volume?
Yeah, it's turned up.
Oh.
This is great radio, isn't it?
Unless someone just latched the thing that someone just sent, just did a silent one in protest.
Completely silent. Well, between like the app not playing radio properly and us not being able to play these files, this is an absolutely cutting edge tech day for Foobar Radio, isn't it? Oh, just burn the place to the ground. Well, listen, keep sending in your FU things.
Yeah, and with sound maybe this time.
And you know, yeah let's blame the person who went to the FF sending it in.
What a idiot!
Dickheads didn't even record any sound. Listen, let's have a few more and hopefully by the end of the show or in the next 4 days that we are still here we'll be able to listen to one of them on air.
We hope so.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
You can just run out to the toilets and leave them there.
Yeah, maybe I'll just
hello.
Do that.
Just put a funny accent on.
Oh, hello. I would like to very much thank baby Jesus for my Oscar for best supporting lighting. Thank you. Good night.
So we'd love to hear from you Foo you and you foo and Twitter and email if you've bumped into a celeb lately, if you've got any good claims
to
fame.
Oh yeah, we haven't had any good spots, have we?
No.
You seen anyone famous out loud?
I saw an Appleton the other day.
And Appleton, one of the sisters.
One of the sisters.
Oh, they're reforming, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. We spoke about that in our last show, I think.
We did, correct. Where did you see her?
She'd clearly just been to the gym and she was walking past Hobbs on Hampstead High Street. Always Hampstead, guys, you might notice
Hobbs.
That.
Ellie doesn't leave. If you want to run into Ellie Taylor or stalk her, just hang around Hampstead.
Basically.
Also, if you find out where they sell Fruly, you'll be able to track down our production meetings.
Game on.
Yeah.
I smell it and go.
It's like your Bisto.
Yeah.
It's just, I just love the strawberry flavour of the beer. Sugar makes me fizzy.
And I pour it over my roast dinner.
Wow, wondered where that was going. Wondered where that was going. A couple of emails.
Yeah.
I suppose we could say it's an Oscar special, this show. So keep your Oscar things coming in. A couple of fashion things. Cate Blanchett's dress makes it look like her nipples have spouted gold flowers that then exploded over her. That's from Hannah in London.
Hannah, that's very descriptive.
Do you know what?
Have you seen her dress?
No.
She looks beautiful.
But now I can see it in my brain.
She's spot on, but it does really look beautiful.
Wow. I mean, intriguing. Very simple one here from Ewan, who just says, top frock of the night was Naomi Watts. Liza Minnelli, no. Just no.
Oh, poor Liza.
Well, fair play.
She'd got a blue streak in her hair to go with her blue dress.
Oh, I see. So she had it sort of coordinated.
Yeah.
Quite like that.
She's glam.
You wouldn't have liked it.
Why?
I don't know. You just seem to be... You sort of slate people's interesting fashion choices.
You are so bitter.
Really bitter.
Let it go.
I'm not going to let it go.
God's sake.
Here's one that just says, do you think Jennifer Lawrence falls over on purpose? She did the same last year.
Maybe she just wants attention.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just start doing that.
You should fall over more.
I do fall over a reasonable amount anyway.
Is it because you're already 7 feet tall and then you buy heels?
Yeah, and I just tumble.
And play basketball in them.
Basketball.
So maybe you should stop running up and down the court and then you wouldn't turn an ankle. Speaking of basketball.
Yes.
Someone's sent in an email about it.
They haven't.
Dan in Brighton.
Yep.
I used to play basketball at school and I've played against girls in PE like you, Ellie. Absolute nightmare to play against. Scratchy, shouty and pulling hair.
It's my special move.
Yeah. Maybe he's actually played against you because he seems to have absolutely nailed the description there.
You have to be, because I think before I played basketball, I had to play netball and you can't really do anything in netball. You have to stand far away.
Stand still, don't you?
Stand still and you have to be at least a metre away.
Netball's like a sort of competitive version of that stuck in the mud game or sleeping lions, isn't it?
Netball can be awesome if you're good at it and if you aren't like a rubbish
I've never played
B-team player like me.
TBH.
Have you not?
Never. I reckon it helps if you're tall, right?
It does.
You can block people.
But you have to do the weird... You can only lean over. You're not allowed to touch and you have to be a metre away.
But you probably touched, didn't you? Probably gone, oh, I've accidentally poked you in the eye.
Well, because I was massive compared to everyone else. My, like, gangly marsupilami arms would reach right over them.
You're like Mr. Tickle. Is that his noise?
That is the... Yeah, that is the audio version of Mr. Tickle.
Oh, I quite liked the description. You're going to enjoy this because Xavier in London, Zave.
It's a lovely name.
He's written in to say, I challenge FUBAR's entertainment show hosts, brackets, yes, that's you. Is this an entertainment show?
Apparently.
Well, we should have probably prepared something about to do with that. To name any film nominated for Best Foreign Language Film.
Hong-hee-hong.
I was going to say Chin Shaowen Jay.
Oh, that was
a bloody great.
I saw that on a flight.
It was an epic, wasn't it? An epic. Where were you flying to? Edinburgh.
Yeah.
On Air Japan.
And the other one was Yar Oda 9.
Yar Oda 9.
Yeah, that was it. Segut.
It's the eighth sequel to Yar Oda.
Eighth act.
Really enjoyed Yar Oda. Great stuff. Great stuff.
Oh,
God. Yeah, so I think we can confirm neither of us have seen or indeed know any of the films.
And I think we can confirm that Xavier, well, he hasn't said any that he knows.
Well, but then if he just wrote one, he's writing. Oh, yeah. I mean, I could just Google them now and then we could read them all out in their original language. Perhaps we'll do that in the next link.
I think we are the entertainment show hosts in a very loose sense of the word. We're just like people at home, guys. We're not experts. We're just one of you.
Oh, nice. I get
it. Do you like that angle?
Yeah. The Vox Populi, like the voice of the people.
Yeah.
We're just sort of, it's not like, hello, we are reading the news. It's more just like, hey, guys, we're just sort of hanging out down the Blasty pub with you.
Just bloody mates.
Just shooting the shit about things we don't know about, like all the Oscar-nominated films.
We've got a guest coming up next, and I bet he'll know. Well, not next. Don't say next, because then you confuse the listeners if you say next. Later in the show...
Yeah, he's not coming up for a while, is he?
In a bit.
Yeah.
Shortly.
About 5:30, I reckon.
When he arrives.
Or whenever this repeat is going out in approximately 20 minutes' time. Yes. Depending on his arrival.
We're going to be speaking to Matt Richardson, wonderful comedian.
Sure.
And he's doing all right in telly stuff, isn't he?
Dreamy, isn't he?
Do you think he's dreamy?
No, I don't. No, he's a good lad. Like him.
He's a good lad.
I reckon the ladies like him, though. I think he does all right.
He won Heat's most unlikely crush, or something.
Yeah, that's absolutely ridiculous.
Why? Well, that he won it.
Yeah, just the fact that, I mean, he's a very likely crush.
That's ridiculous. He was robbed. He should be in Torso of the Week.
He should have been in Torso of the Week.
We will be speaking to Matt Richardson later.
He'll be tweeting a picture of me and Matt with our shirts off.
Game on, everybody.
Something for everyone in there, isn't there?
If you've got any questions for Matt, tweet us at Foo Bar Radio. Get on the app. Drop us a little message in there. You can tweet us directly through the app, can't you?
Yes, you can.
Leave him a few you.
If you'd like to swear at Matt Richardson, you can record yourself swearing.
Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah. Offensive messages for Matt Richardson. He'd probably really enjoy that.
Yeah, let's not be too...
No, that's absolutely
too
not
unpleasant,
too unpleasant,
you know.
Also coming up, we've got... we're doing a sort of a TV roundup, maybe.
Are we?
Oh, well. Don't know, see what happens when we get to like Link 9.
I can talk about episode 3 of True Detective, and you can talk about still not having watched any of True Detective.
Well, we've got an idea for a feature, guys. Let us know if you think this is any good. See, this is what happens when you sit down the pub and think of ideas. The feature that we don't have a name for is how many things can Ellie put in her massive mouth?
Yeah.
And the feature today might involve how many grapes Ellie can put in her massive mouth.
I've just thought of the name for the feature.
Go.
Gobshite.
Oh, I don't want it to be that one.
Nailed it.
Oh, he's bloody going to stick that as well, isn't it?
That's going to be great, isn't it? So later on, I'm going to be wedging as much stuff as I can into Ellie's gargantuan face hole.
I have a massive mouth. Mm. I could fit my fist in it.
Well, and that's another picture we can tweet. Something for everyone, isn't it, really?
Niche.
Mm. Have you got grapes today?
Yeah, I've got grapes.
Okay, well, let's do that. Let's wedge your face full of grapes.
I was going to do mini eggs, and I thought, I'm trying to not eat this bad food. I better go for the grapes.
It's going to make great radio, very visual.
Tomorrow, how many lentils can you put in there? Quinoa, anybody?
How many quinoas?
Count the individual
6.8 million quinoa. I don't know what the plural is.
Nobody does. Let's get some Jessie Ware. This is a new one, 110%. Very much not Jessie Ware's new track.
No?
Like I said, it's just a Jessie Ware track.
Finger on the pulse of modern music, Ellie Taylor.
I thought I'd really done well then.
Yeah.
I blame the producer.
Yeah.
That's
get her
all
out.
Nat's fault. She should have told me.
Get her out.
So, Simon, we were chatting last week. Well, every time we do this show, we chat about your love life.
Yeah, we do, don't we?
And about how we're going to find you the woman of your dreams.
Yeah, it's my favourite part of the show every time. Shall we go back to slating my hat a bit, maybe?
Do you prefer that?
No, it's fine. What do you need to know? What do you need to know?
Well, tell me what's happened this weekend.
Oh, well.
Any news on the old lady front?
There was an incident. No, it doesn't sound good, does it, Your Honour?
It's never a positive thing, an incident, is it?
I mean, it's quite a good thing that happened. It was very surprising, and it doesn't happen very often. I did a gig in an out-of-town town, right? I can just name the town. It's Dorchester.
Okay.
So an absolutely delightful gig. I had a wonderful time. And when I was in the dressing room backstage afterwards, a couple of girls came in and they just said, oh, that's really good. That's really nice. And that's lovely. I like that. And then one of them gave me a piece of paper with a phone number on it. And then they just disappeared.
How did she give it to you? Did you just go, this is my number?
Yeah. She was just like, oh, anyway, there's my number. And then went away. I didn't know what to do.
Did you say thank you?
Yeah. I was just like, oh, that's... Thanks very much. What should I ring you or text you? When's the best time to get in touch? I've driven to the gig, so I was just driving home. I think what is implied by that? That's my question.
Well,
is
she wants you to ring her.
Yeah, I know, but she lives 3 hours away.
But you should have just texted her and go in
during like that night.
Yep, and say, oh, it's really good to meet you. Thanks for your number, babes.
Babes. Right.
Babes.
Yeah.
Fancy catching a frulie with me.
Yeah, like now, like that night.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
what happens.
It escalates.
Why didn't you do any? Were you just paralysed with fear?
I just don't really know how to respond in those sort of situations.
So you just didn't respond at all?
No, I didn't respond at all.
Oh, you're a fool.
What if the note needs to say, ring this number for guaranteed intercourse. Like, it needs to be laid out. I don't, otherwise I don't understand. I'm like, is this, what's, how does, I don't know.
Well, she clearly liked you, you idiot.
Well, what's not to love?
But she gave you her number.
She did, yeah. It was a very bold move, and I absolutely delighted for it to have happened. But I didn't follow it up. I'm confused by the logistics of it. I've driven down here, so I can't really go for a drink because my car's outside, and I believe I'd have to move it at about 8 a.m. Do you have a driveway? Is there anywhere else? Is there any off-street parking at yours?
You're too bogged down in detail. You always are, Simon.
Very detail-oriented, aren't I?
You really are.
Yeah. I think it's a good thing. Probably not in those sort of spur-of-the-moment source moments.
Have you had girls giving you numbers before?
I think it's happened once before, ever.
And did you ring that girl?
Nope.
Oh, you're rubbish!
What? Why?
Because why aren't you... You're actively trying to find a wife.
I'm not.
the fielder wants a wife. That's the feature.
Incredible.
The fielder wants a wife.
Yeah, I'm not actively trying to find a wife.
Yes, you are.
I'm just looking for someone to let me touch the boobs.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah, sure. Let's really scare everyone off. Hello, this is my friend Simon. He wants a wife.
But you've missed out on that one.
Yeah. No, I think, you know...
If it was a London gig, if you didn't have to drive back...
Very different story.
I suppose because you could have texted her any time.
Yeah, and also if I was in London, I wouldn't have been driving, wouldn't I? So I could have legit hung around. You know, it's nice. It was a nice thing. It's nice to have happened. Definitely, you know, if you see me at a gig, definitely give me a number. That'd be absolutely grand. Are you writing down your number on a piece of paper to give me right now? What are you doing?
I'm just doing a light bit of admin.
You're just like doing admin. Yeah. Just like, keep talking, Simon. Keep talking. I think we've sort of covered it, basically, now.
Well, I've got a good idea for you when you do get a date with another woman
okay,
in London.
Thanks.
Because the Cat Cafe's opened in Shoreditch.
Wow. What in God's name is that?
Have you not heard of this? It was, it's opened, it's called... The Emporium of Dina or something.
What?
Anyway, the title don't matter because what it is a cafe where you go and there are cats and you have like cake and there are just cats surrounding you.
There's just cats loose.
Yeah, yeah. And you have to, but they've like booked up for ages.
So if I want to go and like find a spinster, I can go there because that's where they'll all be hanging out.
Don't be so judgmental.
Or I take a date there and I go, this is what you've got to look forward to if you don't go out with me. Like, and they're like, oh, God.
Except there'll be more cats and less people in your future.
Yeah, except it'll just be all these cats and you'll probably be feeding them from your own teats.
I would love to go to the Cat Cafe.
Where is the Cat Cafe?
It's in Shoreditch.
Let's go.
You have to book in advance.
Okay.
But we got power now. We got sway.
So we can be like, hey, guys.
We've got press bars, foobar.
Don't know if we'll turn up in our trilbies with a little press thing tucked into them.
Always that.
And just be go, I'm coming to see the Cat Cafe. I heard there's a scope.
I think it's going to be amazing. And there are just cats everywhere. And there's cake. And there's cats.
I don't want
more cats
loose around food.
Yeah, but why are you so freaked out by that?
I'm not freaked out. I just don't want to be like pulling cat hair out of my mouth when I'm trying to drink a vanilla latte.
Well, don't let the cat go into your vanilla latte and you'll be all right.
But if they're just roaming around free, it's going to be bedlam in there.
You can move them off the table.
I'll punch a cat in the face. He'll land on his feet.
If it goes near your Victoria sponge.
Mate, if he comes near my marzipan slice, I'm going to floor him.
Are you not a cat?
I'll annoy him, spark out.
Are you not a cat fan?
No, I'm going to fist that pussy. Yeah, just leave it. Just leave it hanging out there. No, cats are fine. I don't have a problem with cats. I mean, I prefer dogs, obviously, like any normal human being.
Now, a dog cafe, that would be mental.
Yeah, but that... Yeah. You can't just own a... But it's weird. It seems weird, doesn't it? If you're just like, I just got 20 dogs. You're a bit like, well, that's insane.
That's like a pack.
Yeah. It's like a pack of wolves.
I would really like to go there. If anyone wants to take me there or has any contacts with a cat...
Yeah.
There or any cats.
Well, ideally,
actually,
just get us a hookup of me and you, though, and then we'll do a feature about it. We'll record some.
Oh, yes.
We can
interview
have a chat.
One.
We can chat some cats. We can have a cat chat, or if you're French,
chat chat.
Yeah.
Oui, oui.
A chat chat. Oh, that'd be very good, wouldn't it?
I think that's a really good date idea.
Do they have loads of those sort of like pedestals and stuff, you know, that cats climb on and scratch and stuff?
Yeah, litter trays all around.
I guess if the person that you really like. If the person you're going on a date with likes cats, you could be like, you know how you like cats? and you like tea.
Join them together.
Get ready to have your mind blown out of your face.
It's going to be the dream.
And then they're like, yeah, I mean, I do like cats and I do like tea, but I certainly don't want 10 cats roaming around me while I'm trying to eat a Victoria sponge.
It's going to be the place to hang out to get the ladies.
Yeah.
Because the girls are going to come out and they're going to be so excited that they've just played with loads of cats.
Yeah.
Catch them on a high.
Okay, I'm going to go there.
And then one of them will give you your number and then you'll panic and then run away.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be weird at all if there's just like loads of people hanging out and just me sat in a cat cafe awkwardly on my own in the corner just going,
hello, I notice you like cats. So we've got something in common straight away.
Wearing a cat t-shirt.
Yeah, that would be, I think that would be perfect. I think that'd be absolutely perfect. Let's do it. Who wants to go on a date to the cat cafe? Apart from Ellie Taylor, we'll go.
I'll chaperone.
You can sort of...
Chaperone. This is too good.
Professional comedian. Absolutely incredible.
If you would like to go on a date with Simon... To a cat cafe?
Yeah. Is this just it? Now you just, people just get in touch?
Yeah.
Absolutely terrifying.
Just, if you like cats, just get in touch. Have you ever been to a cafe, get in touch.
Where's bloody Matt Richardson? God, so we can stop whittering on about my awful love life.
Matt will be on soon, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
We still wanted to hear from you about annoying Facebook statuses that you've read.
Oh, yeah. Send, I'm going to go through mine and get a couple of live ones right now.
You can do anonymous. It doesn't have to give us a real name. It's fine.
Someone just on my actual Facebook there, I've lost the ability to talk. That's gone. Someone on my Facebook a second ago, they'll edit this out, right? They'll do it in the edit.
Yeah, it's fine.
Their status just said, getting really fed up with this toothache. What's the point?
I know.
What's the point of writing that on Facebook? I'm sure a toothache is rubbish.
Defriend.
Defriend
them instantly.
I mean, I've already defriended them.
Maybe you need to apply some justice to them. That's the name of the next band.
Really slick. Really professional.
It's called Civilization.
Okay. Thanks for that, Ellie.
Okay, I'm going to go and think about some cats.
Okay, I think we've won radio, guys.
Justice and Civilization there. Still none the wiser of what that was about. I was chatting the whole way through it.
You're so bad when it comes to the music.
I just zone out. Unless it's Natalie and Brulia Torn. Couldn't give a shit.
That's the only one. Just sung all the way through it. I'm like, Els, have a listen to this song. I think you might like it. And then she's just like, straight on my phone. Start texting people. Els, do you want to maybe prepare the next leg? No, I've got to send out some urgent text messages.
I'm a very busy woman.
So girl about town, aren't you?
I've got hair blow dries to organise.
Oh, God. Have you got any beauty therapy stuff lined up this week?
No. Tweeze my eyebrows this morning.
Cool. Yeah, I shaved my anus.
We've got a guest in the studio. Thank God for that.
Awful business.
It's the wonderful Matt Richardson.
There he is.
Hey, hello. I'm just mind blown that you can say anus and swear.
It's really weird.
You can do anything you want.
It's really weird.
You can say anything. Say
like any of them.
Well, nothing libelous, but you can say any word you want.
Start small.
I'll start small. Knob.
Oh, dirty.
We'll work up through the interview. I'll drop them in.
Mucky mouth. It's really weird. The first one we were just kind of like, this is absolutely flipping ridiculous.
It feels really weird.
Well, because we're trained not to swear.
We're trained professionals.
Peacock and Gamble come in, effing and blinding, and really just, you know.
And they do like 10 a.m. till like.
They were on before us.
Yeah.
It's a lot of wank
they
chat.
Were talking about a lot of wanksies, weren't they?
Yeah. A lot.
God. Wanksy, he's my favourite street artist. just not very good. Yeah.
Matthew Richardson.
Only works in Tippex.
Matt, thank you so much for coming in
today.
Thanks
for having me.
You're not wearing your headphones in the radio studio.
Oh, no, I'll put them on then. Sorry.
You don't have to.
Make me feel all radio.
Yeah, there we go.
Our dulcet tones pumped.
Feels almost professional
into
now,
doesn't
your
it? Ears.
Yeah, it is. It's like it's proper professional, though. Like, it's like a proper studio.
There are people who work here and everything.
It's like. Everything. It's not just sort of be like you two doing, like when I did a podcast once, just used to do it on my phone. Yeah. Thought it was going to be a bit like that. I don't really understand.
It's a real setup. It's like a real radio station.
It is a real radio station, but because it's like a new concept. Just like, how's that going to work?
I don't know
what it is.
Everyone's intrigued. We're literally learning by doing. This is it. It's great.
It's like a student project.
It's like a YTS scheme, basically. On the job training.
Youth offenders.
Just like,
recovering.
So what happens if I plug that in? No! And then the whole radio station goes off air for a minute.
Oh, thank you for coming in, Matt. Right, how are you?
I'm really well, thanks. Yeah, really good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Pretty good, thanks.
Well,
yeah.
We're a little bit worried because we've got to do this show every day this week.
Yeah.
So we've got 13 and a half hours to go.
Of chat. Non-stop. We're setting a record. Right. We're not allowed to go to the toilet either.
It's a lot of chat, but you're both good chatters. You're both funny people. You'll be fine.
Can you just stay nice, here the whole time and just give us moral support?
Yeah, I'll just every so often.
Pep us up a little
and
bit.
And also, can I put that quote on my Edinburgh poster?
Do whatever you like with it.
Yes!
I'll give you... it's really funny because I did a gig the other day and this new act came up and went, oh, can I have a quote? So I gave him the most incredible quote anyone's ever had, being like, he's the next Michael McIntyre, the funniest person since time began. Didn't even see his set. Just thought, yeah, I'll give him a quote, whatever.
All over Edinburgh this year, there's just going to be Matt Richardson quotes
on
things. I decided
if all my quotes are wrong, people won't ask me ever again.
Nice.
That's how I've done it.
That's very strong. Okay.
You should give that quote to just anyone who asks, the same quote to everyone.
The same quote, yeah. That'd be really funny.
Just say everyone is the next Michael McIntyre. Yeah. All over Edinburgh. Loads of people. 5 stars, TV's Matt Richardson, tell him to be the next McIntyre.
So what brings you to London today? You gigging tonight?
No, I was meant to see a couple of friends, cancelled. One of them was ill, so I didn't get to see them and just like stuff like that. It was quite a social day, so it's quite nice. And then came in to see you.
Oh, thanks so much.
You're still based in the Oxfordshire region.
Yeah, I live in Didcot.
I went through Didcot on the train the other day and I thought of you.
Did you really?
Didcot Parkway.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I still live there. I'm going to move in though, I think. Start to look
into the smoke.
Into the big smoke.
Because do you know what Matt does every time he comes to London at the moment? He's so showbiz. He just stays at the Groucho. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I stay at the Groucho.
You absolute villain.
I know, isn't he?
Such a twat now.
You were quite a twat before you were on telly, but now it has gone to some next level shit.
I tried to have an argument the other day with someone. Be like, oh, I'm so unshowbiz. They're like, what are you doing tomorrow? I was like, well, I'm having lunch at Shoreditch House. And then I'm going to the Brits, and then I'm staying at the Groucho. What about you? What a villain.
Did you go to the Brits?
Yeah, I got in the paper because I got so drunk. How funny is that?
Oh, you did.
That's what happens now. If I get drunk, I snog Nick Grimshaw, right? Like, what a dick.
Yeah, who hasn't?
I know, right? But it got in the paper, and then the Sun called, and we're like, "Oh yeah, apparently you two are in a relationship now. Can we do the story about you out? Can we out you?" I was like, "No, because I'm not going out with him."
Right, it's just casual at the moment.
We're just taking it slow.
Yeah, we just don't want to put labels.
Just snogging at parties, sure. When there's nothing else left to say.
Tell us what happened at the Brits then. Whose table? What table?
I
were
was
on,
the ITV table, so it was me, Matt Edmondson. I like to sit next to him because people don't know we're different people.
Right.
So that's always good. So I like to be near him at all times. Just
lovely.
To go,
different.
6'1", not 4'5".
Right. Whoa.
And then Keith Lemon, Caroline Flack, Mark Wright, Tom Daly, all the orange guys.
Oh, yeah, because of
Splash.
Yeah, of course. Oh,
so,
wow.
Basically, we were like the uncool kids. Like the people that shouldn't really be there but are there. That's our table.
Nice. And you were like, so... This wine is free,
so
we can just drink as much as we want.
As much as you want.
And then you start getting off.
And then I started snogging radio presenters, so watch yourselves, guys.
Uh-oh. Luckily, Ellie's on the other side of the desk. Too much heat on this side of the table. It's bloody like Hampstead Heath over here, isn't it? It's all kicking off.
The cottaging radio show.
So what were the gossip? What was the gossip? What were the showbiz stories? Did you dance on the podium with Katy Perry?
I didn't, but I did. I was out with Katy Perry.
What?
But most boring person I've ever met, right?
Shut up!
Yeah, genuinely.
No!
Right? So there was a point where, like, I mean, oh my God, I'm such a wanker now. But so it's me, Grimmy, like, some other Radio 1 people.
Have we got a sound effect of like a clang?
A clang would be good.
It would just be going all the time.
Just, clang, just clang. Assume this. There's
Katy
a bed
Perry,
of
Katy Perry, Lorde, and Kate Moss. Right, that was like who I was with.
What?
And there's a point where everyone
such
went and they're like,
he's
and they're like,
such
oh,
a
can
prick.
You? I know what a wanker. I remember when we used to hang out together.
Yeah, Matt. Do you remember when we did a really awful show in Edinburgh?
What, for, like, nine people came to every day.
Yes.
Oh my God. And we were like, yeah. We paid £1,000 to do this each. Like, how much are we going to see back of that? Oh, we owe you more money. Oh, fair enough. and they
Edinburgh.
Left me with her for a while. And they're like, oh, Matt, can you just make sure she's all right, like Katy Perry? So I was just like, oh.
What?
If she's all right.
Just if she needs any drinks or nibbles or anything.
And I was like, yeah, fine. And then we sat there and I was like, so I saw you performed tonight. You're really good. So I really enjoyed it. Well done. Oh, thanks very much. Thanks.
She must
I also saw you really, once on X Factor. You're really good then. Like, really enjoyed it. Well done. Oh, that's really kind. Thanks. And then nothing for 10 minutes. We sat in silence.
Big fan of your breasts.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, thanks. She wasn't listening. She was just kind of going, yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
She's clearly got other. She's just broken up with John Mayer, so maybe she's got
Have
that.
Have they
in
broken
mind.
Up?
Well, that's what Daily Mail
could've
says.
Should have got in there, mate.
Should have gone for it.
You should have got in there.
I think she was in a vulnerable place. because I think she's going to have banter. I think she's got good chat.
She didn't with me.
I feel like she would have good
chat.
I thought she would as well. I was really disappointing. Upset.
Surely yeah. her and Russell Brand.
Exactly. She'd have to be sparky, right?
But then do you even need anyone else like to talk when he's about?
No. Like, do you think every day for them was like the Paxman interview yeah. where he just sort of spoke and the other one just sits there kind of smirking?
And then 7 hours of rutting.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Tantra.
I've seen her documentary film, which is lovely and made me cry. And she seemed yeah. really fun in it.
Cried.
It was really nice.
Part of like, me.
Part yes, of me. It was really
it's
good.
It's on Netflix. I'd watch it.
It's really good.
I really like it.
At what exact
really
minute
well.
Do you get to see her in her underwear?
Oh, God.
Is this really sounds quite sexy when you do.
Oh, don't!
It was like
that.
You were really into it.
I'm
going
to have to go and talk about your hat again if
oh,
you keep on.
Come on!
Oh no,
leave
I like
it.
Your hat.
Thank you.
Yes,
like
because Matt's 14. He's meant to.
Fine, it's absolutely fine, mate. I've got a broad demographic. Okay. Chill out. Chill
it
out.
It turns out I don't 14-year-old clinically insane girls that like One Direction who can't afford their tickets. That's my demographic.
Nice.
Come see me on tour, guys.
Are you having loads of 14-year-olds coming to the show?
Not really. A woman brought her 11-year-old.
Is that appropriate?
Too young, isn't
that's
it?
Not appropriate.
I went and found her and went, look, like, I'm going to say, like, everything. Like, you can, if you want your money back, you can have your money back and go. And she went, no, it'll be fine. And then halfway through the show, I went, oh, how's it going? And it wasn't, I mean, I want to pretend I sell really well on tour, but there was 50 of us there in a 200-seat room. And
oh, it's like Edinburgh all over again.
It's like Edinburgh, but in Falmouth. And like, there's this thing of, like, I kind of went to her, like, in front of these, and everyone was really self-conscious because I was an 11-year-old, and I went, oh, are you still okay with this? And she just went, I'm the worst mum ever.
Oh!
Yes, you are.
Yeah, really.
And I mean, that wasn't even a funny show. Like, I died that night. Oh, so she's going, this is rude, and no one's having fun.
It's just a person swearing at a child.
Your stuff is like filth bag.
Yeah, I'm really filthy.
You are 18 plus, really.
I say 16 plus. Yeah. I cut out most of the people that like me.
That is the problem, isn't it? Who are you trying to market?
18
to?
Plus,
tricky,
no one.
No one over 18. No one. No it's one. Exactly... Guys. 13 to 16, that's the
yeah,
demo, isn't
it? I've got really, yeah, a lot of them. People yeah. that don't really go and see live comedy in art centres.
Yeah. They're not on the mailing list.
So I've got like a front row of like really keen, excited girls, and then people that go to the things at the art centre, regardless of what it is, yeah. to support the local art centre. And I mean, there is nothing I have that meets in the middle for them. Like, it's not enjoyable.
So the first half of the show's for the front row, there's a few minutes for the rest of you, and then. Just throw shit at a wall, really. The rest
yeah,
of it,
I mean, like, come on, guys. I'm just really feeling in the dark, please.
So, are you on tour at the minute?
I start up again on March the 20th.
Oh, okay.
So, for like 36 nights. Some of them are selling
Whoa.
Right.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's 54 in the end.
54 dates.
Yeah.
Holy crap, bags.
That sounds like
a
documentary.
Lot of provincial towns.
But, Matt, I've known Matt for a few years now, and you've been planning a tour since you were like. Very young
yeah. in the womb.
You had, yeah, you had a tour planned before you were on telly.
Yeah,
to
I was going
to
go
oh,
to
you
a,
were
I mean, how much? Basically, I was like, right, I'm going to do this because like comedy circuit is getting a bit dodgy. Like people are struggling. Like not everyone's booking everyone anymore. So for I'm going to go on tour. And I mean, if after 36 episodes of a primetime television show, I still can't sell more than 50
imagine.
Tickets in Falmouth, can you imagine how bad that tour would have been? Yeah, oh my God.
Your eyes were bigger than your stomach.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, like I took a risk and it kind of slightly paid off.
You mean you've landed on your feet like
yeah.
a cat in a cafe?
But it would have been
punched.
The worst tour. Have you punched a cat in a cafe?
No, but I said I would punch a cat
we
in the
We were
face.
Talking about in Shoreditch, there's a cat cafe that's opened. Basically,
what?
It's a cafe and there's cats in it. And I said that's a great place to go for a date. And he said he'd punch a cat in his face if it came near.
Why would you want to go there on a date?
Exactly.
Because there's girls love cats and there's shitloads of cats there. Yeah, and cake. And girls love cake.
But why do you want to go, hey, like, look, you should marry me because you don't want to be alone. But here's something that if you were alone, you could have that's better.
Exactly what Fielder said.
Exactly. Why would you show them the better options?
No,
not better, is it? No, it's just
they
like,
would think you're really
maybe
cute.
Sort your life out and get together with me or this is your future.
Oh, that's quite a good way of doing yeah. it, going, do you want all of these in your house?
Yeah.
Like, marry me and have some babies.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to have any babies or marry, okay? Let's just keep it casual.
I reckon Matt's got good dating advice.
Yeah?
Where would you take a girl on a date?
Depends where I am. I know 3 good bars in Oxford when I'm home. Freud, House, and the Living Room. Take them there.
Very
lovely.
Oh, the Living Room. Nice cocktails.
Living Room. They're yes, all cocktail bars. Yes. Freud's in an old Baptist church and all the wallpaper's peeling and stuff. It's really cool. Oh.
And then straight to Frankie and Benny's. And then what's that place called?
Icon and Diva in Las Vegas.
And Diva, yeah. And then
oh
straight
God.
To Icon and Diva.
Oh, in
for
in
shit the bed night.
Amazing. I'm going to Basildon soon.
Why?
I don't know. I've got booked to do a gig there, so I'm going to go along.
Good luck with that.
Is it dodgy?
No, it's not dodgy. It's just, it's proper Essex. It's like heartland.
Oh, really? Like, it's like the motherland.
Yeah, the motherland.
All right. London Experimental Cocktail Club. Yeah?
Yes,
that's
lovely. Been there, yes.
Really cool, right? Really impressive.
Not
£25
bowling.
A drink, though. I mean, I don't want to get laid that much.
Oh, no. What you do, you just take him to the Groucho, don't you?
I mean, quite often, yeah.
Yes, of course you do.
Take them to the garage and snog and Grimmy in front of them.
And they go in there and they go, is that Daniel Radcliffe? And I go, I don't know, I don't even look around. Of course it's Daniel fucking Radcliffe, mate. Look where we are.
You're just like, I'm just pretending I'm on my phone, taking pictures.
Yeah, it's I do sometimes go there, but then, and they're also, they don't judge you, so you don't need to find anywhere new. So if you take a new person there, they're not like, oh, you're a knob.
Dirty.
Like, oh, fair enough.
Yeah, like,
game
nice.
Like, we're just really glad that you're not, like, going mental, that you're sat in the corner quietly rather than drinking two bottles of wine and smashing tables like last time you were in here.
Have you done that?
All the time.
Become a bloody liability, haven't you?
I've become
right to your head.
Like, literally, because I don't eat much before I drink.
You're going to burn out soon,
aren't
you?
I am, yeah. I'm going for the 27 Club, mate. It's
very strong.
Matt, that's a horrible thing to say.
That's very strong. You've actually got time to work
5 years.
Well.
Matt's mum,
so
don't worry,
young.
I'm going to take care of him. I'll give him a Barocca, make sure he has a nice hearty dinner. He's going to be just fine.
You haven't met my mum. You've met my dad, haven't you?
I've met your mum a few times.
Oh, yeah, okay, cool. Just wondered. I thought you would have done.
I've met your dad as well. Yeah. And I've met the whole family.
Ellie's met my whole family.
Wow.
My family are very keen on comedy.
I sat next to you. I sat next to all of you guys watching Jason Byrne at Edinburgh last year.
Oh, yeah, of course you did.
And your dad bought me a cider.
He bought you a cider. And then my mum was like going, Ellie's on telly, like, to the people behind them. She was chatting to me. She goes, look, she's on. You want to get a picture with her? She's on telly.
She got people to come to my show. It was brilliant.
Oh, that's
PR. I hadn't paid for PR that year, so it was brilliant.
Hey, Mandy Richardson, she's all over that.
Game on. Thank you so much for coming in, Matt. We're going to be doing a little quiz with you after this next song, and it's going to really get to the heart of who the fuck Matt
I think
Wilson
it's the
is.
Best quiz that's ever been on radio.
Really? I'm really excited.
I'm really excited.
We'll hear that after some Beastie Boys. Beastie Boys featuring Santa God there.
It sounds like a laser.
Oh, that was a goat.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was a goat, definitely.
If you get scared, do you just collapse? Like that type of goat that you talked about earlier.
Again, no one's going to be listening now, is it?
I just like to do callbacks.
I do
really
as well, but they're
things.
Mostly just for me and you.
Yeah.
Matt, we were talking about goats earlier.
Yeah, let's keep talking about goats for longer, I would say.
I like the Taylor Swift goats. That's my favourite goat.
What's that one?
No. But you know the song I Knew You Were Trouble, where it goes, oh, there's a goat that, there's a goat that goes, that screams, and it just goes, at the right pitch of the song. It's really funny.
Nice. Good old YouTube vid.
We've got, well, every day this week, so we're on every day, we've got a different comic coming in.
Yeah. And who's in tomorrow?
Alfie Brown.
Oh, I love Alfie, but like, I'm everything that he hates.
Yeah, we've got something for everyone. Yeah. We've got, you know, like shiny youngsters. Like, we've got a grizzled youngster. We've even got a couple of bloody girls coming in.
Novelties.
They do comedy, it turns
out. Do they?
Yeah. Really?
I heard one.
I really
comedy.
Wonder what it's like to be a woman in comedy.
I'd love to ask them about that.
I would
that.
Love to do that as well.
Some of the challenges that they face.
I've
heard. They've had to overcome.
There are some women in comedy as well who also have like an ethnicity. Like, they mix the two. Like,
oh,
just
no.
Saying, guys.
I don't think there's space for more than one of those, is there?
I mean,
they've gone too far there.
Probably have to wait for Lenny Henry to die.
Stephen Kamos in a wig.
So, because we're having someone different in every day, we thought we'd quiz all these different comedians, but not the normal comedy questions.
Okay.
So what we've done is take the best questions from all different kinds of quizzes online and amalgamate them together.
That's cool. I like that.
Good.
So they're going to be. There's maybe going to be some sort of interesting juxtapositions. There's going to be a few sort of weird turns, a few right angles. You know, we're going to come at you from like you're not going to be expecting it.
All right, cool. Sounds good. We're
going to throw you through a loop.
Okay, that's
going to
made
tip
it
you upside
sound
down.
Much more interesting.
Going to pull your pants
is.
Up over your head. Going to steal your lunch money. Going to push your head down the toilet. Get out.
Can we do the questions?
Yeah, should
Are
we
you
do
finished?
The old
okay,
quiz?
Good. Yeah. Okay, we haven't got quiz music.
Oh, we needed. I'll do. I'll
All
do,
I've got. I know what we can do.
I know
for quiz
exactly
music.
What you should play for quiz music.
He's too young for this.
Oh, this is going to be amazing.
It's the birdie song.
No.
Full. I've got my.
I wonder. Let's see if Matt, 22-year-old Matt, knows.
One
this.
For all and all for one.
Muscat hands up. Always ready.
Look, his face. He's got no idea.
This is an abomination.
What is
it's
it?
It's Dog Tanyan and the Musker Hounds.
I mean, even naming it, that I still don't know what it is.
It's incredible.
It's an amazing...
Because you're like a grown-up human
I'm
live
a proper man.
Person.
Like, yeah, like, I can legally drive,
man.
Drinking.
And it's like...
I'm a proper man.
It's like
What's
going...
My mum?
Michael...
Lives with my mum.
Who is this Michael Jackson? I've never heard of him. It's
I
incredible.
I don't think he's quite the same.
I think he's on the same level.
In your head, is this like... This might as well be like the Earth song.
Thriller? I've never heard of it. Thriller is the same as Dog Tanyan and the Three Musker Hounds. It's on the same level.
You Google it. Because Juliet in it, the dog, who's a lady, she's quite hot for a dog.
What kind of childhood?
Hot for a dog.
Hot for a dog.
I've seen some weird videos online where I accidentally found some women dog porn monsters.
Lipsticks. The odd lipstick pops out.
Like, these dogs were, I mean, they were properly shagging these girls.
Oh, enough.
Come on. You can save that for Ed and Ray's show. We don't get into that sort of filth on this.
Oh, fair enough.
We're doing a quiz, Ellie.
Sorry, right, okay.
Go for it. First question.
First question. Would you ever date someone who kept a gun in the house?
Yes.
Boom. Wow. Tick. Just tick. We just put
Easy.
A tick next to that.
Boom.
Okay. I'll pick one that's a bit more discursive.
Great word.
Do you like my hat?
Yeah, I really like your hat.
That one was... We actually wrote that one in there yesterday and I didn't know
whether we had
gonna
a hat on or not, we were going
to
ask it.
Ellie was wearing a hat yesterday.
Oh, no, I really like it.
Thanks very much. Two for two so far.
If you are at a party and someone asks, what do you do? What do you say to them?
I tell them, right, genuinely, I tell them I sell plastic pellets to companies that melt them down and press them into plastic products, so like washing up bowls and stuff. And if I'm away, I'll be like, oh, we've got a big client here that make kind of like plastic bottles for drinks.
That's
and
excellent.
I'll talk to them until they just don't want me to talk anymore.
Unless they are an attractive girl, in which case you say, I'm an extra factor.
I go, and Dermot O'Leary. No in, mate. That's like, I do, yeah. No, even if they're, like, I'm quite apologetic about it, because people just go, oh, don't watch that. Don't Ollie Murs do it? No.
Because me and Cy were talking about this, because people ask us, I always go, I'm kind of a writer. Like, I hate saying comedian. Yeah. I hate it.
Kind of a writer. Yeah, it's horrible to come out and go, yeah, I'm a comedian. You haven't heard of me. Where am I? No, I'm not. No, you won't. No, I'm not on a. I haven't got a. No, yeah, no. It's upstairs of a pub on Wednesday. You could come to that. Where are you going? Where are you going? Come back. Oh.
Yeah, I try to like lie as often as possible. Cab drivers.
It's because it also, when you say it, this is what we were talking about yesterday, that people have those instant questions where they go, or reactions like, oh my God, I don't know how you get the courage. How do you not get nervous? Like, or no, they go, no. Tell us what's one of your best jokes? What's the worst heckle? It like opens the door to immediately people asking you those questions.
I love it when I'm a stand-up comedian. They tell you who they love.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I think they're a bellend.
Yeah.
And then that's what I do is I list. What I do is if anyone finds out what I actually do, I just list people that I think are dicks.
Right. Nice.
So and I'll work with them. Knobhead. just because then they go, oh, I really like them. I'm like, yeah, ruined your evening, haven't I?
Yeah. Behind the curtain.
You thought they were a nice dude. No.
My mum went on a show with Noel Edmonds once and she said he wasn't a very nice man. And
apparently
that really upset
apparently
me.
Not a very nice man.
Really? My dad looks a bit like Noel Edmonds.
Does he really?
Local radio. Next question, Al. Next question.
What's worst on a first date? No physical attraction or nothing to talk about?
That's a really good one. Probably nothing to talk about. Because if there's no physical attraction, you can at least probably be mates.
I agree.
Excuse me, burped. Got that, me emotional.
Don't do that on a date.
Yeah, but you end up going, I don't fancy you, but you're really cool. Let's hang out.
Yes, like, we're just two humans. Let's have a nice time.
Do you really want to do that? Would you actually bother hanging out?
I have been. I've been on dates and then ended up just being mates with people before.
Ditto. All dates.
Oh, actually, I have once. Actually, that is true.
Yeah. Sometimes you just go, I don't fancy you, but you're good chat. Like,
you're really nice.
We're both out. Let's just have a couple of drinks and, like, be nice humans.
And let's go out and then you can go home with someone that we meet in a nightclub.
Yeah, or, like, after we've both had a few more drinks, maybe we'll change our minds.
Do you Google someone before you go on a date with them?
Yeah, it depends. Like, I've never really been on, like, many dates with people that are massively Googleable, but I have done, yeah.
But nowadays,
haven't you just Googled people anyway, just to see?
Facebook.
Facebook. I don't have Facebook, so I don't stalk people on Facebook.
Yes, you do have Facebook.
No, I deleted Facebook.
Oh,
I didn't notice.
No, I know.
Didn't you change your name to something ridiculous?
I did, yeah, because everyone from... I changed it to Matt Jeffries, because my middle name's Jeffrey.
Mine too!
Is it really?
With a G.
Mine's with a J. Ugh.
Jeffrey twins.
Jeffrey
my
twins.
My dad's name's Jeffrey.
Same! Oh, my God. This is my future. And because I live in like a small town, people would add me on it and I'd be like, no, I don't know you, or you were horrible about me once.
Yeah.
And then they'd see me out and be like, you didn't have me on Facebook, you think I'm better, you think you're better than me. So just thought it's just easier if I change my name / delete this.
Yeah, / like, delete it.
To stop having people being horrible at me.
Do you miss it? Do you miss Facebook?
Not in the slightest. Genuinely hasn't, like, I've barely even noticed.
I think I might.
Until it's occasionally when you go, like, people go, oh, you talk about your past. You go, oh, when I was 18, I had this weird haircut, and you can't look at it anymore. Like,
yeah.
That's the only thing. But
yeah.
Otherwise, it's fine.
But did you delete forever, or isn't there a way of saving it?
You can save your
information.
Account, but
yeah.
I did that, and then forgot to use the link, so it's out of date now.
You know that it's never deleted forever, right? If you go back to Facebook and you go, can I rejoin? They'll probably go, Do you know what? We kept it just in case.
They keep it for 2 years.
Is that right?
Yeah, before they permanently delete it.
And they actually have to delete it properly.
Well, I don't think they necessarily have to delete it properly, but that's when you can't reactivate the account.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually a very informative answer. Els, can you pick a silly question next?
Why?
Well, I don't know. Just, you know, take the mood up a bit.
Why didn't you pick one? All right,
how about this one? A lot of the, some of the questions
were
off OkCupid. That's why they're all dating
based. That's really nice.
Here's one. If you were to die, would whoever goes through your personal belongings be shocked at what they find?
No, I don't think so. It's all quite standard, like just some T-shirts.
What about all the dildos and stuff?
I bought a dildo, but then I gave it back to the girl who I bought it for.
To Nick Grimshaw.
I gave it to Nick Grimshaw. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Grimmy!
Yeah.
Me first.
But it was in my cupboard for ages, and my mum was like, and my mum found it and went, why is there a dildo and a butt plug in your cupboard? And I went, oh, they're in Ann Summers, and the butt plug was £8, so I thought, fuck it, I'll give it a go, right? And then she went, how was it? And I went, oh, like 8% better? Rubbish, right? So, you know, they wouldn't be shocked.
I think I remember you telling me when you bought this.
Yeah, it was in Edinburgh. Yeah. It was when we were doing our show. Angela Barnes, who's this very funny stand-up, her dad used to own a sex shop.
So
she took me sex toy shopping.
Whoa!
For, like, the good stuff.
Dude, you know what we're doing in Edinburgh this year now?
Sex toy shopping!
With Angela Barnes. Incredible.
Angela Barnes is really good at
sex
toy
shopping. We're living with Angela. Me and Si are living with her
really?
In Edinburgh. Yeah.
Oh, that'll be such a nice house.
So many sex toys. Oh my God, I'm going to snap it off.
You won't be able to move for anal beads.
That place is going to be, oh, like rabbits. Just shit everywhere.
Would you rather be hated or forgotten?
Forgotten.
Would you?
Yeah, I can't deal with it. I'm really bad.
This is the opposite of what Alfie will say, obviously.
Alfie would be like, I'd rather be hated for everything. Like, what I'd rather people think is, yeah, he did it his own way, whereas I'm like, I'd rather people saw that I did it for the man and then forget that I did it for the man.
Nice. Can we start beef between you and Alfie?
No, I don't think there's any beef. Like, I really like him.
Yeah, but it'd be fun, like, be good
yeah,
for
fun
like...
Yeah, fun beef, right, fun if beef. You want. But, like, I just think that everything that he sort of rants about the comedy industry, yeah. I probably
represent.
Yeah. I think that's probably the thing.
Yeah.
But like as people, like, I've known him for a long time and he's really nice and we get on. But I just think, oh, like we get on as people, but
You hate his comedy, is what you're saying.
No, I think he's really funny.
Matt Richardson hates Alfie Brown's comedy.
Yeah.
Let's tell him.
He'll put that on his poster in Edinburgh.
You know what? Probably sell out his show. Matt Richardson thinks this is shit. Oh, it must be amazing.
Yeah. That's actually good. And then on his poster, you can say he's like the next Michael McIntyre. And that'll really drive the wrong crowd in, and he'll love annoying them during the show. That'll be an absolute win-win.
Didn't he end the show once with chanting, "I'm clever but not funny"?
Yeah,
like that was that was his Edinburgh show. He just chanted, "I'm clever but not funny" over and over again.
Love
him. But he is actually funny.
He's
so
funny
I
and
I
clever.
I saw his show in Edinburgh last year. It's great.
Yeah, he's well funny.
Okay, let's get into some serious questions now.
Okay.
Describe the worst the last time you worked as a part of a team. These are from interview questions.
The last time I worked as part of a team.
I bet you've never had a great proper job, actually. Were you?
No, I was a lettings agent for a little while.
Really?
Were you really?
Yeah, when I was like 19 and 20, I'd like.
Were you like Foxton's?
No. It was like a little independent one, so quite nice. But I was awful. So we used to call the office, and I'd be like running the office. They'd be like, "Oh, this has happened to my house." I'd be like, "Right, okay, I'll take down all the details, and I'll just pretend to take down all their numbers and that, and then just not bother." But like, if it's that bad, you'll ring back when someone else is in.
That is incredible. I thought you'd be like quite good at that because you'd be, you know, sort of silver tongue charmer. Taught you
won't
have anything.
I think if I could be, I could have been an estate agent. I think.
Oh yeah.
Like
you're enough of a prick.
You totally
yeah,
have
I'm enough
me,
of a
belly.
Yeah. I definitely will own an Audi TT at one point in my life.
I reckon that will be this year as well.
Probably. Yeah. Like, well, not the out. No, I can't. I've got a Peugeot 106. No, strong. I haven't. I've got a Fiat Punto.
Very nice.
Peugeot 106 died.
Keeping it real. I like that.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah.
Last time I worked as part of a team, probably quite a lot. Like, you work as part of teams in like things like this quite a lot, really. Like lineups of comedy clubs. I think that's a team
Does
effort,
that count?
Isn't it?
I like the way you've twisted that. No, I think that's all right, actually.
So at the weekend, I was with Eric Lampert, Tony Jameson, and Mandy Knight. What a lovely, lovely little lineup.
Smashing
to be a part
team.
Of.
Smashing
really
team.
Lovely. It was really fun.
All right, well, a follow up question. What do you think is the most useful function in Excel?
I think it is the sum function because I do all my accounts in
it.
Sum,
easy. I knew because I remember you always saying that you do your accounts like
I do
really,
my own
you
account,
do it like
yeah.
really
yeah.
promptly,
like really good. I'm really good because it saves you loads of money. Like they were like all my friends are like, oh, my account charged me £1,500 last year. Mine charged me £70 because
nice.
All she had to do was fill in the actual tax return.
Oh right,
easy.
That's
took
pretty
a
good.
Half hour.
Wow.
Just go do it as you go along. Easy.
Yeah,
it's quite therapeutic
though,
as well.
Is it?
It's also a really good distraction from writing, which I
yeah, exactly.
Do.
It's just another load of admin to fill your day with that isn't like
that
doing
isn't
anything
like
creative
trying
or
to
interesting.
Be good at your job.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we've learnt a lot about Matt Richardson today.
Is our last question genuinely going
to
be
no,
about
No, I think
Excel?
We're going to finish up.
Yeah.
I think we should just end on
send us home.
Yeah. No, what is your favourite word?
Ooh.
Remember, you can say anything. It's FUBAR Radio.
Loquacious.
Very strong.
What does that mean?
It means like sort of eloquent and very chatty.
So you won't need to know that. There you go. I think it's one all now for the hat. One all.
Matt Richardson, thank you so much for coming
Thanks
in today.
For having
Thanks
me.
For joining
really
us,
really enjoyed
Matt.
Having you.
I've liked coming in.
And I think we might be able to start a fight between you and Alfie.
Yeah, I'm going
to... I mean, I'm more than happy to be a part of it.
I'm stirring it up when Alfie's in.
I really like him, so...
Matt, you need to play that bit down.
Yeah. Oh, God, what a bloody Tinkerbell end.
What? A Tinkerbell end. I like that.
A Tinkerbell end. Why can't we all just do spin-off shows, Alfie? Yeah. Yeah. What are you going to do a spin-off of? Like, being all cool and funny...
This is the worst.
But it's getting too much. I'm going to have to play some of Si's weird music.
Yeah, what is it?
This is Anave and Antiface.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. Is this quite rocky?
Yeah, I think you might like it.
But let's get angry with this shit. Matt, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Antifaith and Anave, or Anave and Antifaith?
It was Antifaith by Anave.
I quite like that. It's quite Paramore-y, right?
There you go.
See?
This is pretty good. I'd say so. We're about 1-0, 1-1 so far. Not a huge fan of Run the Jewels, even though you'd dance to it, so technically probably means you liked it.
No, that was great.
Anave. Stamp of approval from Ellie Jane Taylor.
Are they British?
Yes, they are.
Yes, even better.
Exactly.
Keep it British.
Homegrown. Keep it. Yeah. English rock bands for the British. What?
How nice was that to talk to Matt Richardson?
Wasn't he a great egg?
He was a bloody good egg.
Well, it's just nice, isn't it? Nice to just... You know, get your mates in and have a bit of on-air bants.
He's just probably going to the Groucho now with his dildo.
Well, that's the difference. We're all just go home and he'll go and be like, you know, all celebrity.
We just go home with our dildos. He gets to go to the Groucho.
Did you bring in my dildo for me?
It's in the dishwasher.
Oh no!
Not again!
Whee!
So this is Ellie Taylor and Simon Fildon on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah.
Should probably say that.
Probably should.
This is the last hour of our show. Yeah, that's right. Sean just did a sum. It's the last hour of our show today.
Oh, my goodness. Does that mean we're only down to 12 hours left?
Yeah, 12 hours left.
Good Lord. If you've enjoyed this, tune back in tomorrow.
We're
for another
on
three.
Every day this week from between 4 to 7. We're getting different comedian in every day. We've got Alfie Brown tomorrow. Then we have
Susie Ruffle.
Then
Nat Letzema.
Then
Brett Goldstein.
Well done.
I'm good. I do a lot of comparing. I have to remember the names.
Excellent.
Yeah, thanks very much. It's going to be an absolute feature-packed week. You know, Matt's set the bar pretty high. Good chat at the beginning.
Yeah, I don't know how anyone's going to top the Brit chat. Although Nat went to the BAFTAs.
Oh, wow.
Nat Letzema, BAFTA-nominated writer.
The BAFTA-nominated writer. Well,
she's far too highbrow to come on here.
We don't. Yeah, I mean, it's really going
to.
We're going
to have to get some
tone,
like specialist tea in for her or something.
Specialist tea.
Or actually, like Ceylon and licorice.
See if you can use the word loquacious when she comes in.
I think that sounds like a really fierce American woman.
Or a stripper.
Yeah, or a stripper.
Yeah.
That's a great stripper name.
Loquacious.
Loquacious.
Mm.
She has big boobs.
Yeah.
Defsky.
Okay. I'm into it. Let's Google her.
What's going on?
On the old E's, on the old emails. Okay, we've got a couple of crappy celeb spots. Actually, these are good celeb spots. Sorry, I've undersold this.
Yeah.
Let's start with this one. It's from Josie in Bromley. A few years ago, I sold Kate Winslet a cuddly toy in SeaWorld on the South Bank. She was well pissed off as there was a school trip giggling and saying, "I'll never let go, Jack," while she was showing her kids the stingrays.
That's a good spot.
I quite like that.
I would like to meet Kate Winslet.
I'd like to see her stingrays.
You can see in many films. You see them.
I've seen them in on VHS in Titanic.
Since we are talking about cuddly toys, this is an embarrassing thing to say, but I am a 30-year-old woman and I like to sleep with a cuddly toy. So sue me. And when I was away in Cardiff this weekend,
sorry, I'm going to have to stop you before you get into the second part of the story.
Yeah. I sleep with a cuddly
toy. What is the cuddly toy?
It's not because like I'm really like attached to them. I just like something under my arm.
Your boyfriend works abroad.
Well, he can't fit under my arm anyway.
What, have you seen how long your arms are, Mr. Tickle? You could wrap him around like a bloody anaconda. It's like you're sizing him up and he just wakes up and you've swallowed him whole.
I like to have something under my arm when I sleep.
Weird.
And currently it's a koala.
Okay.
I bloody left the koala in the Holiday Inn in Cardiff. So I don't know what to do. Like, can I ring them and go, "Oh, hello, I left my cuddly toy in there."
No, you just go like, oh, I think my child, who wasn't there at the time, but he's left his favourite.
He's just practical.
He's very odd. Do you sleep on your back?
No, on my side.
And where does the toy go?
Like
sort
there.
Of underneath you almost?
Yeah.
Wow. Is that? Do you think that's like a maternal thing?
No. Just,
or do you think it's your mental?
I don't want a baby in there.
What on earth is
wrong
with
you? I think it's normal. It's just comfortable.
How old are you again? Late 20s.
30. Late my sister had, my sister had, I think she still has a cuddly toy and a blanket, and she's married with children.
That's incredible. I used to have a little thing I'd put over my pillow when I was young, like a little cover that was made of a really soft material, and I'd sort of sleep on it. And I got rid of that when I was like 28. So now I just have one of those pillows that's got like a picture of a girlfriend on it that you can buy in Japan. And I just straddle it.
What's it called? What's she called?
Ling Mao.
So what do I do with this, the cuddly toy? Do I ring them up?
Ring them up. How much if do you love that koala?
Quite a lot.
Well,
if anyone knows anyone who works at the Holiday Inn Express,
or if anyone's driving from Cardiff to London,
they want to give him a lift. He'll pay petrol money.
Just bring a koala with you.
Holiday Inn Express. Oh. Express, not the other one. Express, yeah. On the Bay.
Holiday Inn Express. Not that successful.
I was in room 220. If they can get me my koala back.
Yeah.
This is like a
reward.
This, we could start a campaign that would go viral on Twitter.
I think this has
find
got legs.
The koala.
Yeah, let's shut it down immediately. Okay. Here's another one.
Carry on.
Email from Scouse WPC Liverpool. So is that just a lady police officer?
Maybe. Yeah.
Who shall remain nameless? She says, "I saw Perez Hilton getting into a taxi in Liverpool. It was 2 a.m. and he seemed more than a little tipsy. Well, I hope somebody ran up to him with a bloody video camera and wedged it in his face. See how he likes it."
Where's Perez Hilton in Liverpool, I wonder?
Yeah, maybe he was shoving a video camera in someone else's face.
Oh, that's what he does.
I don't know. One more.
Yep.
You've got
loads, yeah.
A text from Cheeky Cabby Charlie.
Oh,
so
cheeky.
Presume he's a cabbie. It's a clue in the title, isn't it? He says, "I saw George Clooney last night in the West End with a lovely lady." I think we're in libelous territory, aren't we? So let's immediately skip. Probably his mum or a relative.
Oh, he was at the Oscars.
Yeah,
he's not even in the. It's a George Clooney lookalike. He can't be here last night because he's at the Oscars.
Right, so that makes more sense.
Producer, yes. Nat's piping up. Natopedia.
Natopedia's come straight in.
Was he Defsky at the Oscars?
Oh, he would be, wouldn't he?
You would have thought
so.
I haven't seen him in any pictures, though.
Good point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Nat.
He's not going to be here. Though,
so that's the thing with Wikipedia, it can be wrong.
Can it?
Yeah.
So I'm not having gender realignment.
Oh, no, that's 100% true.
Oh, okay, cool.
I put that on there.
I know you did.
For truth. Okay, have we got another spot here? Yeah, I think so. Oh, no. This is a nice one. The title is just Sex Shops in Edinburgh.
Oh, brilliant.
Hi, guys. To help you with your research, I can recommend. Are you going to jot these down?
Yeah.
Zone Eros in Bread Street, Femme 2 Dom, Easter Road, Q Femme Store, Barony Street. And then it just says, Love Big Busted Bertha. I don't know if that's someone who works in that shop that he likes or that's who it's from. But that's good. Good to know. I presume those are in the pubic triangle in Edinburgh, those sex shops. Have you been there?
Is that a real thing?
There's a place, yeah, where it's like three roads and there's strip clubs on each corner. It's called the pubic triangle. Yeah, I stayed there, just near there, for a few days last year.
Do you know what Australians call ladies' pubic area of hair?
No.
Map of Tassie.
Map of Tassie.
Because Tasmania is a little island off Australia that looks a bit...
like that.
Like pubes.
And they, I suppose they couldn't call it the bush because it has a different meaning over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you root? Yeah, I saw a map of Tassie.
I rooted her in the bush, did you? Is it not a bit hot overnight? Did you... You got
South African.
Indigenous people might have got slightly annoyed. Fucking bronze. And that's my Nelson Mandela.
Again, he comes out every show.
I like to pay tribute to that man.
Every time
he
it gets
better.
He was
great in that film.
He was great.
Great. He was great in District 9.
And he was very nice with the aliens.
He was good to them,
wasn't
he, in the end?
Benevolent in the end.
It's a shame. You know, he's just became one of them in the end.
He's quite obsequious. Is that right?
Obsequious?
Obsequious. No, what's the word that matters?
Lavicious.
Lavicious. That one. He's nice.
Letitia.
Letitious. Letitia Dean from EastEnders.
None of those.
Oh, thank you very much for getting in touch.
Keep doing it, I would say.
I would say as well.
Tweets, emails. Still no FUs that we can play out. Bit annoying, that, isn't it? We really banged it out, like
no one
promoed it hard.
Everyone's
someone got
busy.
In touch. Can't play the bloody thing.
We want to hear about your Facebook status. Annoying Facebook statuses as well. We're going to be talking about ours in a bit. Yeah. I don't ever write annoying ones, so it's fine.
No, no, that's absolutely fine. But what I will do is I will go on my Facebook and I'm going to go back through all your statuses and pick one out.
Oh, no. That is annoying. Although I did write a few last year that I think you actually told me you nearly defriended me for doing.
Was it about weddings?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes. Amazing. You said you were...
That sounds like the sort of thing I would say. I'm a bit of a shit.
I quite liked it because, no, you were really honest and I knew I'd been a dick, but I didn't care. This is one time in my life when I didn't give a shit.
I just fully called you out on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a good friend and a bad friend in the same sentence.
Yeah, I didn't really know you that well at that point, so it was...
a bit awkward.
But that cemented it, didn't it? That was like the roots of this planted.
Now it's record of the week time.
Oh, exciting.
It is. So Educating Ellie continues.
Part three.
So this is the third track you've chosen this week, but this is the designated record
this
of the week.
This could be the decider since you've liked one and ho-ho-hummed on the other one.
I did.
Okay, it's Pete Cannon and Dr. Syntax. Dr. Syntax, a British rapper. Based in Brighton. It's been around for bare time, innit? First noticed him on the Foreign Beggars first album. About 10 years ago that came out. He's been doing loads of solo stuff since. He's got a brand new album out this week. And this is the first single off it. It's called Do What We Want To Do. Also features UK hip-hop legend Jest and US indie hip-hop legend Del the Funky Homo Sapien.
You just make shit up.
It sounds like I could be making it up, but it's all 100% true. Pete Cannon and Dr. Syntax, Do What We Want To Do.
Let's give it a whirl. Do What We Want To. Pete Cannon and Dr. Syntax featuring Del something.
The Funky Homo Sapien.
Yeah,
the Funky. And Jest.
Oh, bloody love Jest.
Yeah.
That was okay.
I like that one.
It was okay.
Two out of three. Pretty strong start.
We've got a new feature now.
I'm very excited about this feature.
Well, what it is, it came about because we were chatting in the pub over the Fruly.
The Fruly has inspired this entire show.
It's a fount of inspiration.
Yeah.
Font of inspiration. A font of inspiration.
Sure.
Like Comic Sans.
Loquacious.
Exactly.
That production meeting has really set the standard.
We get paid overtime, right, for that now? Because we met up separately.
We get expenses, yeah. We can claim the Fruly back.
Well, you can claim... Yeah. We'll get paid.
We'll put it in. File it in this special
my
drawer.
My special, which is the shredder. Yeah. That's right.
That sounds about right.
Why does your file make a weird noise when you put the things in? It's a very complicated system.
So we were talking about diaries that we kept when we were little. And I dug my own diaries out. So what we thought we'd do is just do a section called Tales from the Past. Because my name's Ellie Taylor. Tales, spelled with a Y.
Tales
from the
past. Past.
We need to get another jingle that we need
to
make.
Where are our jingles, Nat? When are they coming?
They're coming soon.
I'm really excited.
We've got to build them up a bit. Get the excitement out there.
No kidding.
And then they'll come.
We'll just have this like really dry conversation for a few more weeks. Yeah. And then suddenly it'll be like, Simon Fielder, Ellie Taylor.
So I've got I don't know what this bed is, but apparently it's quite...
Tales from the Pasty.
Oh, that's not Tales from the Pasty.
No. Quite boppy, really, isn't it?
It's quite violin-y. Yeah. It could be good, though.
Okay. Let's see how it works when it kicks in.
I'm going to read from my diary from when I was started senior school, so when I'm 11.
Absolutely amazing.
It's in an ab fab.
You really set your stall out early with that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Got a picture of Joanna Lumley on the front. Like, this is what I aspire to.
And it had a lock and key on it.
And you used to work in PR.
I did used to work in PR. I'm just like, I look a bit like Joanna Lumley as well.
I'll give it a few years.
And that's, I mean, she is like 65.
No, I mean, give her a few years and she'll
look like me.
Yeah.
Thanks, darling.
Good fun.
My diary, I had quite a traumatic life, clearly.
Clearly.
Things going on at St Martin's.
To get to this, where you are now.
The rocky patch that I'm in.
Good Lord. You've been through some stuff, haven't you?
The front of my diary is quite strong, though, because I have written a message in case anyone read it.
Perfect.
AKA my sister Shona, because she reads everything. So this was totally directed at my sister.
Wow.
If this is read, you are invading my own private thoughts and feelings, which no one has the right to know but me. So please, if you read it, you are breaking a very big moral law. Ellie, P.S. I hope you feel guilty.
Oh, those moral laws.
I always sign it off as well.
My favourite thing is, I mean, there's two diaries here. You've got your senior school one. You've just, I like that you've just let me look through this. I've got the one from when
open.
You went to university,
yes.
Right? My favourite thing is that a lot of the entries, you just sign them off.
I sign all of them off.
One of them is signed off Ella Bella, absolutely fine. This is my favourite one that's signed off Tiggity Taylor.
That's what I'm known as.
I'm definitely calling you that
from
now on.
I like that, Tiggs.
Here's Tiggo. Tigger.
You go out with Tiggs, you have a crazy night with Tiggs, don't you?
I wish I could remember the name of that bloody club in Brentford.
Brentford?
Nah, Basildon. What is it called?
Icon.
Icon and Diva.
There we go. Write it down.
I'll write it down in your diary.
I found also some a poem that I'd written.
Oh, wow. I think, turn the music off for the poetry. Let's take it seriously.
Okay.
What's it entitled?
Hang on, when was it written? It was written the 8th, 96.
Wow. That was the year before you were Poet Laureate, isn't it?
Yes. And this is it. Bearing in mind, I was 13 at this time.
Yeah.
Life has its ups and downs. For me, mostly downs. But now, today, I feel as if it is changing. I am older, wiser, and very happy, Ellie.
Wow.
I'm trying to work out what happened. Oh, I know.
What happened?
Oh, it's because I was going out with Kieran, who was 14, and I was 13.
Disgusting.
I think I just had my first kiss, that's why.
Unbelievable. Cradle snatcher. Wow.
We had a lovely time.
I bet you did. What did you get up to with Kieran? Any notes or diagrams about that in there?
No, nothing.
nothing sellotaped in there?
We only kissed. Me and Kieran only kissed. And he made my knees twitch. I remember that because I was so excited.
Wow.
Yes.
That's incredible. I can't wait to dig out my diaries from my teenage years. I think they will be slightly different to yours. Not so much kissing. Not so much kissing in them. Mainly just sort of reflection.
This is a good one as well. The 28th of March, 1997. I've just been to the cinema to see Dante's Peak with Pierce Brosnan. It was really good. It was all about a volcano.
That's it. Absolutely nailed it.
These blokes sat behind us and started talking, and he said his friend Trev fancied me. I never actually saw Trev, but hey, someone liked me.
Wow.
And then I've gone on to... Oh, this is good. I think my favourite films are, number one, Don Juan with Johnny Depp. Number two, Strictly Ballroom.
Sure.
Number three, Speed with Keanu Reeves. Number four, The Lion King. Wow. And number five, Dante's Peak.
Dante's Peak! Dante's Peak is not featured in any top anything. That is incredible. Hey. It's just the one that you were like, oh, therefore I can remember. I'll put Dante's Peak down because I literally just saw it about 4 hours ago.
Exactly that.
That is amazing. It's finally Dante's Peak getting some bloody recognition.
It was all about...
Volcanoes stealing all its thunder.
And it really was all about a volcano.
Yeah, you really summed it up in that description.
I should be like Claudia Winkleman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you sort of talk a bit and then someone who knows a bit more sort of talks as well.
I've got another bit here. Must remember, Jesse owes me 15p. Lizzie owes me a pound.
It was brilliant. 1996.
15p.
It's not like it was 1960, and that's nowadays that would be worth £1 million. I've just stumbled upon a little bit in your university.
Oh,
diary.
We're skipping to university.
Well,
okay.
Just I think let's go back and forth. Let's skip time back and travel. Forth in time. Let's memento this shit. It just says, "Oh my God, found out that." Ben Tranter. Oh, I was doing someone's surname. Is that a surname?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's change names.
Change the name. Oh, my God. Just found out that Dave Tranter and Laura Webb slept together and that he snogged a girl on holiday. Plus, Kristen Williams, how bad? But I must... I can't read that bit.
Change names. I'm still friends with these people.
Oh, are they on your Facebook posting really dull things currently?
Yes.
I must shut my mouth. Ain't my business. Lorna ain't been a saint. Relationship.
Change the names! What do you not understand about change the names?
I didn't do Lorna's surname. It's Davison.
You are dreadful.
Not in there, wasn't there?
Right, we're going to have to pre-check what you're going to read out and I'm going to make up names.
Ella Bella. That's how you sign that one off.
Sometimes I'm carefree
this
like that.
This is so great. This is so great. Well, there's some post-it notes that are Pingu post-it notes.
Oh, that's from my mum. She sent this to me.
Love you, little rabbit. Mum. Hope it's not too noisy. Mum. And then one that just says, Miss Jane, you're fucking gorgeous. Is that from your mum? I can't imagine.
Oh, no, that's an ex-boyfriend.
Oh, no.
Dumped him.
Of course you did.
I didn't like him.
Reeled him in.
Well, I was too ashamed to ever admit that we were going out, so I would refuse to hold hands with him in public because he had a big nose.
Wow.
And then he told everyone that I gave him chlamydia, which was not true.
Nailed it. It was actually... No. Not going to. No need.
Not from Doncaster.
I was going
to. Call back to a previous show.
Well,
only us know that.
That is a very deep callback for people who are listening last Thursday.
So I think we might be digging into my diary later in this week as well to find out what more comedy gold.
Well, we've got about another 12 hours of airtime to fill, so.
Just read them out back to back.
Yeah, I'll just do live diary readings. Or I'll just bring in The Secret Diary of Adrian Mole and read some of that out.
And just put Simon in, probably put your name.
Probably a bit better written, you know.
And you will change the names.
I will change the names.
For God's sake.
To David Mole.
We've got Broken Bells coming up now.
Oh, nice.
Ghost Inside. Broken Bells, The Ghost Inside. It's Ellie Taylor and Simon Fielder. We're still bloody here.
Hola.
Hola.
Just went to the toilet. Noticed that these headphones have stepped. Put weird marks on my t-shirt.
They have two.
Bit rude.
Dirty.
I'll be claiming that back from FUBAR Radio. Thank
you. Pretty Peacock and Gamble.
The dirtiness has rubbed off of them. Mucky boys.
Unbelievable.
Such mucky boys. Quick update on the Edinburgh Sex Shop chat. There's been a correction.
Oh, yeah.
It just says there are no sex shops in the pubic triangle.
Oh.
It's strip clubs, I think.
Oh.
I think it's strip clubs.
Well, that's cleared that up.
Thank goodness. Okay, so we'll have to go elsewhere to the sex shops. Thankfully, we've got them all listed in a different email. And we'll be with Angela Barnes, who is apparently an expert on sex shops. Does she? Will she mind us saying this on air?
I don't think so.
No?
Well, her dad did own a sex shop.
Is that actually true?
Yeah, her dad
did own a sex shop. I can't believe I didn't know that. That's the sort of thing I thrive on, that sort of knowledge and information. And also, can you get me like cheap muck? one more celeb spot as well. Selena from Romford.
Oh, yeah.
Your part of the world.
Romo.
Romsies. She says, I saw Kiefer Sutherland on Oxford Street yesterday. He was stopping people on the street to get pictures taken. I went over and he hurried away.
Oh, because they're filming 24 over here.
I've heard this. I saw it. Did you see that little trailer where it was like,
yes.
Everything's blowing up. That's yes. London.
But did you see his interview on Jonathan Ross?
No.
It was quite... It was quite awkward in a way because he wouldn't say anything that was going on, obviously, because he can't. He was just like,
spoilers.
Jack Bell is just going to have quite a shitty day.
Right.
Which was quite funny, but then it was the rest of it was all quite awkward.
You really can't really give us any more
details. No, he wasn't very forthcoming.
Also, in that little teaser that they put out, they've just dressed Chloe up like the girl with a dragon tattoo. Mental. Have you seen it?
Who's Chloe?
Oh, come on.
I've watched the first series, but like years ago.
Oh, is Chloe in the first series? Anyone Natapedia? You a fan of 24?
Never seen it.
Whoa! I've seen 7 seasons of it.
Oh.
Okay. I haven't watched the final season. It's very enjoyable. Have you watched it from the beginning?
I watched the first series.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That was great.
Yep.
It gets up and down. It's just too long.
Yes.
24 episodes
is
too many.
This episode is 12.
They just string it out.
So he gets
better.
And he gets to travel.
Okay.
So you don't have to see him sitting on a plane. Because they can skip that out like it's missed.
But if it's based in London, he can only travel to mainland Europe.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yes. He's not going to make it back to America. He'll be like, I've wasted quite a lot of the day on the flight. But on the plus side, just get a free tiny bottle of gin. So, and then he's just a bit drunk when he arrives.
This is an episode of him just watching endless Katherine Heigl movies on planes.
That would be amazing. The following takes place between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. and it's just him
sleeping,
watching like 2 days notice on a plane. She's not in that, Sandra Bullock, but you know, you get the idea. Christ alive.
Have we got any other tweets?
I think that was the majority. That's it. Keep them coming in. We've still got half an hour of the show left. I'd like to hear more sex shop chat if possible. Is it possible to get any freebies from sex shops before you give your shout out on air?
Why not?
Yeah.
Right. Maybe Simon wants the free sex stuff and I just want the cat cafe tickets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my dad emailed to say that we could take the family dog to the cat cafe. I think that'd be brilliant.
Did he really do that?
No, he said we could take it into a dog cafe. But I think if we take him to the cat cafe, it'd be even better.
Is your dad listening?
Apparently.
Hi, Mr. Felder.
I mean, I don't know if he's still listening.
No, probably not.
He's probably like, yeah, I get the idea. They're just two idiots. Probably get on with some other stuff
now. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
15 hours, is it? Good luck, son. No. If you are listening, hi, Dad. Thanks. Love you.
12 and a half hours now.
Say hi to Mum. She might be falling asleep. It's dinner time at home, isn't it? Classic dinner time. 6 o'clock.
Is that when the Felders have dinner?
Yeah. It's when most sort of people have dinner, isn't it? I think.
6 o'clock's a bit early.
Well, for us. But I think parents have dinner, you know. So the good old days of finishing work at 5, dinner at 6.
Oh.
No?
No, I don't
What time
think
did
so.
You have? Do you have dinner in...
In Essex?
In Essex?
Probably like
in
7.
Essex. Really?
I reckon.
Okay.
But we call it tea. Well, I call it tea.
Yeah, we call it tea.
I'm common.
Sure. Supper.
Sups.
Sups.
Do you want to come around for sups?
What's up?
If that happens, if you find you're starting to date someone who calls it sups, end it.
Sups. Would she be called like Jemima? Or she'd have a double-barreled surname?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
I don't attracts posh women.
I can see that.
See, what happened there was there was a fork in the road, wasn't there? And you had two options where you could go with that.
I always go the mean.
You always default to mean, don't you?
I'm sorry. I'm going to try and change that.
You're like one of the mean girls. And I don't give it back to you. And I could tear you limb from limb, Ellie Jane Taylor.
Could you?
I mean, not your actual limbs. They're bloody ridiculous and massive. I wouldn't be able to manage it.
Too
I'd
heavy.
Have to scale you like Everest. Just crampons, just hitting axes in your face. You're absolutely mental. Absolutely mental.
You could get work with a posho.
I don't know what it is. I think I don't really mix in those circles, I suppose.
And the thing is, you're not like rough enough to be a bit of rough.
No, that's the problem.
And you're
because
you speak quite nicely.
Yeah, but I'm not super posh. I met some of the Made in Chelsea peeps. Actually, before Christmas, went to the end of season party. Just had a little check. There, some of them were a bit snotty.
When I've
some
done
of the girls were a bit snotty.
I've done stuff with like Ollie Locke, who I've done stuff with. He's lovely. He was really, really lovely.
Yeah. The guys were really nice. Girls were a bit girly. You know?
Cheska, she was really nice.
Oh, yeah. She actually was nice. There's a couple of the other ones. The ones, annoyingly, the ones that I thought were fit.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, you look all right, but you're... Oh.
Maybe we should just go do a thing where we just hang out on the King's Road and find your posho.
Oh, good Lord. I think you might have to dress me for that day.
I get really funny around posh people, though, because I feel like I need to compensate. I get really weird,
you
like I've got a real chip
loquacious.
On my shoulder.
You're like holding your first from York University all the time. Yeah. English.
Mm. Hello. Yeah, I start speaking like that.
Yeah. No. No. I really enjoy the time I spent there. It's such a beautiful town.
It's weird that I've got a chip. I do have a weird chip on my shoulder about
it. I actually have a little bit as well. I don't know why, because, you know.
I feel judged. They couldn't give a shit, poshos.
That's the thing, isn't it? We think
really
they're judging us, but
because I went
totally
to a
not.
Comprehensive,
right?
And I speak like this.
But look at you. You've done all right, haven't you? Got a bloody leopard jumper. Got a first from York University. I did it the other way around. Went to a posh school, then went to Sunderland University. Did media studies. 2-1. So
It's worked out well, no? Because now you're talking to.
I
a
mean,
microphone.
If my dad is listening, I'm sorry that you spent all that money on my schooling and then I didn't do very well in my A levels. Because I had sex for the first time. I really hope he's not listening now.
Did that just ruin everything? You had sex once and that ruined my levels.
To this day, it still affects me.
I can't concentrate! I have touched a woman!
I've forgotten all of my German grammar. My brain's a mess. Oh, schade. Ich weiß nicht, was ich hab gemacht.
Mein Hut ist hast drei Necken. Ecken. I didn't do German, did French.
Really, did you? And yet you know Mein Hut hat drei Ecken.
It's a school production once. It was involved in my hat. It has three corners.
Correct.
Three corners has my hat.
Well done, you.
Very useful when you go to a beer house.
I mean, it's not that useful even now. I went to Berlin last year and I tried to dust off some of the German because it's been quite a while.
Yeah.
I bust out a little bit of it. Difficult, though, isn't it? When it's so basic that you're kind of like, kann ich ein Bier haben? And then they just kind of go... Yeah, and what was the second part? And they're just like, oh yeah, no, I was just asking you if you wanted to have a little. Like, oh, I could have bloody done this easier. I like to make the effort. I don't think they that bothered in Germany, but in France, that you know, they like it if you make the effort.
Oh, don't. French people
don't
are never
like
nice.
Talking English to you.
French people are never nice to me. My mum and dad have a little place in a little flat in France, and
very
I've
nice.
Been there a couple of times.
A little pied à terre.
It's probably because I do
why,
that, isn't
though.
It?
You'd hate that.
Oh, now it all becomes clear.
Yeah, it turns out if you just go up to French people and go, oh, hi, 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 garlic bread.
You're going cross-eyed, isn't it?
That's what I do to them. I always go cross-eyed. J'aime le baguette tricolore at one end. That's it.
Allez à la banque.
Yeah, perfect.
Exactly.
Do you remember that song? Did you sing that song? Allez à la banque, frappez à
la
porte.
That's why I must remember it, yeah.
Est-ce que c'est verrou fermé? Quelle heure est-il? Il est midi. Donnez-moi de l'argent, s'il vous plaît.
That's really good.
Thanks very much.
That sounds like French pop.
Couldn't remember. I was like, I don't know where this is coming from. I channeled something. That's
I've got
there.
My GCSE verbal French. My GCSE oral French.
Oh yeah, French oral.
J'adore aller à la mer. La mer, c'est l'idéal pour les vacances. Pourquoi? Parce qu'on peut faire toutes sortes d'activités passionnantes.
Wow. Oui. That's almost as good and oddly arousing as your Greek.
Η ανάπτυξη ενός παιδιού με αζεμένη εκδόμημα ανεμπούν στην αρχή έδωσες.
I bloody love it!
We've gone European!
again.
This is my favourite part of the show. It's like you're on a weird tour of London with those headphones and you keep clicking it to a different language and it's just Ellie doing all of them.
I can't do any others.
Jetzt haben wir Trafalgar Square.
I'm going to learn German for tomorrow. I'm going to do it.
Plug yourself into the Matrix overnight.
Into what?
Into the Matrix.
Oh, right.
You know in the Matrix where they plug in and he just goes, I know Kung Fu.
Oh, easy.
How good would that be if you could just go...
What would you learn?
Ich spreche Deutsch.
What would you learn?
Kung Fu, obviously.
Kung Fu?
Yeah, straight in.
I think I'd learn how to dance.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be your top one?
It'd be up there. I'm spectacularly bad at it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Could we have a dance off?
I'm really good when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
So I think.
Okay, here's a plan for later in the week.
Mm-hmm.
Get drunk during
Freely.
The show.
Okay.
Yeah, that's as far as I've got with that thought. But we could also have a dance off.
Probably a dance off to something like this.
Oh! This is originally a French cartoon as well.
Oh my God.
I want to hear the French version of this.
Un for all. We both gave up after un.
That was it. Un for all.
That's now our like...
Un for alla.
I don't know, I'm pressing buttons. I don't know what to do.
Don't press
that's
that
basically
one.
Like our theme music forevermore now.
Yeah. And what's terrifying about it is that Matt Richardson had never heard of it. And he probably represents a reasonable segment of the demographic that might be listening
but
to this
I genuinely
show.
Couldn't give a shit.
Wow. I could give a shit about you young people.
I mean, I give a shit, like, don't die and stuff, but I'm happy to play D'Artagnan and alienate you.
All right, let's get the theme tune to Funhouse for tomorrow. What yep. about Trapdoor?
What's that? I don't know that.
Come on!
Oh, is that a cartoon?
Bert, the little, little
creature
claymation
thing.
Yeah,
do you know brilliant. What we were chatting about earlier that I haven't done any?
Count Duckula.
I used to quite like Count Duckula.
What were we chatting about earlier?
We're talking about annoying Facebook statuses.
Oh, yeah! Have you found one?
I found a few.
Strong. Here we go.
From someone who shall remain nameless.
Okay, can I try and guess
not
who it
like
is?
Your diary. You won't know who they are.
Oh, okay.
So she says.
Oh, right. Well, have I already mentioned them?
No.
By name today.
From my diary.
Yeah.
First of all, the other day, this person just put quite a long quote from Marilyn Monroe.
And no context?
No, just a quote.
What's the point?
It was the one that is always like, if you can't love me when during my bad times, you don't deserve me during my good times.
Yeah, brilliant. That's the sort of people who put those on their dating profiles.
Oh, God.
Can take a running shit. We were talking about this yesterday because I rewrote my last week.
Yes.
I read out my OK Cupid thing on air.
And I did not approve it.
But then I rewrote it in quite a snarky way this weekend, yeah. And you didn't like it so much.
No, we
needs
need to
editing.
Go. We do need to go through and edit that.
Yeah, okay. We can do that.
We do need to get you some sex.
Okay. Get me some cat cafe.
Get you some cat cafe and get you a wife.
Don't,
the fielder wants a wife.
I like the theme. I like that there's a song and that it's a shitty pun. But I don't actually want a wife.
You do.
Do I?
This has gone quite Jane Austen. We must get you a wife. A man of your age needs a wife.
But I work the land. This is, I have all I need here. Turnips, I have a dog, I have a fire, and sometimes I bum a cow.
But she's dead now.
What?
The cow, I bummed her cow to death. No?
You're definitely not going to be left in the cat cafe now.
Do you reckon you can buy like a blow-up cow in one of Angela Barnes' sex shops?
Ask her. Angela, at Fubar Radio.
Angela, can you bring a inflatable cow to Edinburgh for us? And I'll bum it to death.
Oh, I don't want to live with
you. How does it get there? How do we get there? It's going to be great.
I'm going to blame Peacock and Gamble. Yeah. They set us on this path.
They sort of planted the seed. And with by seed, I mean
bloody,
jizz.
They're in their sex hour.
A sex hour. Now we've had a sex 3 hours.
Good God.
Which, as we all know, is impossible. Right, Sting? Tantra.
All right. I was like, I thought it was a new nickname you give me after Tiggity Tails.
Sting. I just call you Sting.
All right, I'll go with it.
She makes a buzzing noise, but she'll come at you.
I have always wanted a nickname.
Really?
I've tried to make my housemates call me Digger.
Why?
Because I love it.
She gave me money!
Oh, yeah, not gold.
Oh.
Like Diggs.
She just loves JCBs.
Yeah. No, I just think it's really cute. Like, that's the kind of thing on Made in Chelsea. Oh, have invited Diggs along.
Oh,
yeah, you know
okay.
What she's like. She got absolutely hammered last night. Oh, I vomited in a bin. Ah. That's kind of thing. That's what Diggs does.
Oh, okay.
Another one that someone else has written annoying Facebook statuses. Work hard in silence. Let success make noise. Go fuck yourself!
Really?
I can't bear it. I cannot bear it.
It's like awful, just Tumblr memes. You know, when it's like a picture of an ocean and then like a shitty quote like, don't be defined by who what people think of you. Define yourself.
Although I did see a really good quote the other day. I'm going to just go against everything I said, but this is a really good one.
Unbelievable.
A ship is safe in harbour, but that's not what ships are for. Isn't that good?
It's only good if you deliver it in that way.
I have changed your view on life now. That's given you the kick up the arse you needed, you lazy bastard.
What do you think that means?
It means, hey, Ellie, you might be comfortable in your dressing gown, watching daytime TV.
That's the ship.
Yep.
The harbour.
That's the harbour.
Okay.
But get out there and conquer the world.
Because
it's not safe, but you need to not watch Lorraine so much.
But ships are very safe. They're built to go out at sea. So what... Don't get
but they're
the
not as they're safer in harbour, aren't they?
I suppose. But what's the message?
Go out and do shit and get shipwrecked.
Go to sea.
Yeah, and get pelted by waves.
Captain Phillips.
I am the captain. No,
I haven't seen it.
I have.
One. You've seen one.
I've seen
it got nominated.
One of the Oscar films.
Got nominated for an Oscars. Well done. Have you ever? Have you ever been on a boat?
15 hours this week.
I think we might be entering the last half an hour of the show, guys, which we like to call the Clutching at Straws Hour.
Should we get some gorillas?
Yeah, let's re-energise during gorillas.
Not gorillas.
Definitely was not gorillas. They've changed their sound up, haven't
gorillas.
They? A cartoon band. Sounded more
so
like Electric Six to
me.
So
many buttons, Simon.
So many buttons to press, aren't they?
Tell
That's
you
what happens if you put the person who's a techie geek on the opposite side of the table to where the buttons are, where he can't reach them.
Yeah.
This place goes to rack and bloody shit.
Just been thinking about cats too much. Just the problem.
You've basically put a cat lady in charge of a commercial airliner.
Wannabe cat lady.
Wannabe cat lady. Well, not wannabe, I think inevitable.
Oh, thanks.
No, you're fine. Got a boy, haven't you? He won't tolerate that sort
no,
of
No, there's
shit.
No way he'd let me have a cat.
No. Good on him as well.
I'd really like one.
Oh, no. Go to the cat cafe this week. Make it happen.
But then if it's a choice between having a kid and having a cat...
Whoa, this got... Where did the kid come from?
Well, because it was like if
no,
I go...
No, I mean, where do they come from?
The tap on my leg.
The ankle
where
tap.
Where I wee from
where
as well.
Where you wee out of, I thought
Simon
so.
Still doesn't know where girls wee from. Hmm. Yeah, if you had a choice between having a cat and a baby...
Yeah.
I think I might go for cat, actually.
I mean, yeah, I would go for cat in that situation, but that's like going, do you want to like lose a leg or lose an arm?
Do you know, I spoke to someone over the weekend. It was a big conversation. Everyone had kids. And I was like, do you ever, like, you
wish
really
you'd
glad
got
you
a
had
cat
them?
Instead.
Yeah. And he went, no, he's like, I love them, but we should never have had them. And I was like, ha, and he was like, no, I'm deadly serious. I was like, oh my God, you never hear people say that.
And the kids were like, what, daddy?
And then he hit them. No, he did it. They weren't there.
He punched a cat in the face. How old were his
toddlers.
Kids? Wow. Toddlers. So he's already regretting that.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably the message of the show, isn't it, today? If we've learned anything, it's that we shouldn't have been born.
I think all the listeners are thinking that as well.
But thanks our parents for raising us very well.
Really well.
And we've turned into these loquacious individuals that you see in front of you.
I'm loquacious.
You're loquacious. The stripper, I like long words.
That's why we get on so well.
It's like we learn from each other. We're like a yin and yang. We fit together. We're teaching each other constantly. Ellie's not listening anymore.
I was looking at how much time we've got left.
She was just going, oh, I hope he's going to talk for 4 more minutes.
7. 6.
Oh, no.
6.
Here's some things we didn't get to fit in today, which I'm a little bit annoyed about.
Go.
Reverse engineering features.
Yes.
Roger Taylor. Still would like to some more suggestions as to what that feature
what
could
that
be.
What that means.
A couple
what
of new
mean?
Ones as well. Tailor made.
Yes.
We could have that. Also, tailored suit.
I'm not.
You're not into
I'm
that
I'm not
at
into
all,
that one, no.
I like the idea of someone going, I've got an opening for a builder's assistant. Tailored suit. Absolute, just not. Just
I don't
staring.
Know what, I don't
silence.
Even understand that.
Yeah, like things that you'd be suitable for. I don't know. It's got to go the other way around.
Stop being so obsequious.
Simple Simon.
I can't even say the word again.
Obsequious.
No, the other one.
No, you're obsequious, mate.
Oh,
if anyone is, come on. Shall we tease what we've got coming up in the week so that people keep listening?
Yes, we've got every day. We're having a different comic coming in.
We've got the Beano tomorrow, and then we've got a Whizzer and Chips on Wednesday.
And then the
references for people over 30.
The Dandy. I used to get the Beano every Wednesday.
I did as well. My parents' garage is loaded up with them. If anyone knows or wants to buy shitloads of Beanos, get in touch, because they're just going to go to mulch otherwise, I think. I don't know what's going to happen. You could use them to make a papier-mâché fort.
Then I could make them into something and that could be tailor-made.
Very good.
Oh, that's ideally what I do is every day I'd bring in a different kind of food stuff that I'd made.
Oh, I'd like that.
But I haven't got time.
And then I'd get to eat it.
Yeah, but I don't really cook, so I'd just be like, oh, this is some cornflakes, this is some Weetabix.
That would be a shit feature. Yeah, that would be a shit feature. I was cleaning out under my stairs the other week and I found a box of VHS tapes.
Right.
And I was like, what can I do with these? Just got to bin them. But then I thought, actually, I need a little table for the corner of my lounge. What if I made a pile of VHS tapes into a table?
Did you do it?
No. Because my question is, how would I make a pile of VHS tapes into a
table? You could totally do that. Yeah, just glue them together and then put some wood over the top.
Yeah, or put like a sheet of Perspex or glass over the top, maybe.
MDF, mate, MDF.
MDF. No, but you want to see them, ideally, don't you?
Perspex, mate, Perspex.
Perspex, mate. Where'd you get Perspex from? CDT department at school.
Yes.
Yeah, I've got to go back and ask Mr. Flowers if I can have some Perspex. Real name.
Mine was... Well, there was Mr. Richardson and Mr. someone else who was a little bit pervy.
Oh, no. We had Mr. Cake as well for CDT.
Mr. Cake?
Yeah, his real name.
I wish he could...
When I was in junior school, I had a teacher called Mrs. Sex.
We had one called Mr. Raper.
What? Those two should have got together.
Consensually.
I think those teachers can only teach infants because they don't know. Because at the time...
No, Mr. Raper was senior school.
Oh, my God. Why would you just not change it to something else? Rapey Raper!
He never really got that much stick, actually, for it. He was a really nice guy.
Never convicted.
No. Before you, Tree. No, he was a very
good
nice teacher,
Lord.
And everyone liked him, so they weren't mean about him.
Oh, that's weird, though. Surely, though.
Not all comprehensives are bad guys. That's why.
I suppose he's just tackled it head on. He's like, boom, do your worst. I've grown up with it.
Yeah, and he did chemistry so he could blow you the shit up.
Yeah, he could throw some potassium permanganate in water and make it purple. Or maybe pop a lit splint into a test tube full of hydrogen and it pops.
The craziness of GCSE science.
Wow. Guests.
Guests coming up. So today we had the lovely Matt Richardson.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we have the lovely Alfie Brown.
Correct.
Wednesday. We have Susie Ruffle.
Correct.
I nearly said the wrong Susie then.
I can literally see the cogs whirring in Ellie's brain.
Come on,
two more.
Susie Ruffs. And then on Thursday we got Nat Lertz.
Ema.
I always say her surname wrong.
Yeah. I think it's Lertz Ema.
Lertzema.
Yeah, Lertzema.
Lertzema!
I haven't seen her for ages. You've seen her recently. You should have learned how to say it by now.
I know, dreadful.
I think I
get really nervous when I come
wrong.
Up to it.
I don't know if it's two E's or two U's.
When I was doing a show in Edinburgh a few years ago and Ramesh Ranganathan was on, when I used to approach his surname, it was like
coming up to
a massive like 5,000.
Loquacious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a big loquacious wall ahead of me. I nailed it now. Ranganathan.
That's in there, isn't it?
Ranganathan. Yeah, totally.
What's the big word that Matt says?
I can't remember.
Seditious.
No, it's not.
No, it isn't.
Instantly, I've forgotten.
It's incredible, isn't it? It won't go in.
No.
Do Ranganathan it.
Say it again.
Loquacious.
Loquacious. Loquacious. Loquacious.
That can be my nickname for the week. And you can be Digger. Digger and Loquacious on FUBAR Radio.
Essex Gobshites.
We haven't done Gobshite either.
Oh, we'll do Gobshite tomorrow. Gobshite is the new feature where we see how much stuff Ellie can fit in her mouth.
Something for the girls and the fellas.
It's not.
No, it's not.
Don't really, make it like that.
Well, I mean, I'll be taking a picture of it when we're wedging cheese into your enormous gullet.
Lactose intolerant.
You're like a pelican.
Not gonna work.
Load it up. Can we do fish on one of the days? I just throw full fish at you and you just that's straight down. Don't even touch that. Incredible.
That would work easily.
I would love to watch that.
So we've got all these lovely comics coming up.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We had a lovely chat with Matt Richardson today.
It's nice just having a chat, isn't it?
I presume you'll be able to hear a repeat of this show at some point if you wanted to hear our chat with Matt Richardson. Couldn't tell you when.
At some point.
Yeah, it'll be repeated at some point in the week.
Probably at 3 a.m. tomorrow.
And listen again. They'll be able to listen again.
Oh, you can listen again.
Listen again.
Who would want to do that?
Thanks, Nat.
Thanks, Nat.
For chipping in. Will that feature be active on the website soon?
It's going to be very, very soon, I believe, even possibly tomorrow.
What?
Holy smokes.
That's very
now.
Exciting.
I'm being told now.
Whoa!
I'm being told now, but obviously not this show because we're still on air, so we can't listen.
Can't listen to it now
don't.
Again.
Yeah, stay.
Yeah. Well, otherwise, we start like a temporal vortex. Okay. Well, that's great news then. If you want to listen to our chat with Matt Richardson, where he dropped some names. He said knob.
And dildo.
And dildo.
Lots.
And loquacious. Talked about getting off with Nick Grimshaw. Some, to be fair, he brought some hot celeb goss.
We should probably get Tim from Holy Moly on and he'd be interested.
Actually, maybe we could sell some of these stories to Tim from Holy Moly.
This hasn't gone out, has it? So we can just keep it a secret.
This is not on air in any way.
This
is
a pilot, isn't
it? Yeah, this is just going out in here. Is it?
I think so.
Oh, God.
But your dad did hear. Well, it's only your dad. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, no, my dad's got a secret code to listen. The last 5 minutes of the show are like a sort of cheese dream, aren't they? They never... It's just so, like... It never makes any sense.
No.
There's no... What we should do is write down bullet points.
We just ramble.
It's just rambling. Until basically...
Peacock and ramble.
It's like... It's just... We keep talking and then they play the music. That was pretty good.
Thanks.
That was pretty
good.
You
should have said that.
Don't play the music!
Right.
Don't fade me out!
Thank you so much for listening today. We've had a lovely time. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, 4 to 7. Every day this week,
all
in fact.
All goddamn week. 12 more hours of this gobshite.
Oh, good God. Now to play us out, it really is Gorillaz this time.
Can you actually play Gorillaz
this
time?
It really is. I'm pretty sure. Just going to double check.
See you tomorrow,
guys.
There
we go. Love you. Bye.